Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ted Santos, and I am your host of Straight Talk. We are the talk show that is made for men. It is made by men, for the men, to the men. For men, by men. And we talk to you about life, love, relationships, current events, legislative challenges, mindset, transformation, money. We talk about all of these things from a man's perspective. And tonight, well, almost like an open mic, I'd like to know what's on your mind. I'm going to open up the mic so we can hear what men are really thinking about. Come one, come all. We were the show that was made because for decades, men have sat back and listened to women tell us what they wanted from life, love, relationships, careers. They wanted all kinds of things. They wanted special privileges. They even want to come into the workforce and they want time off to get pregnant. Those are special privileges only given to women. They want sympathy because they have a menstrual cycle. I'm not saying we should have no compassion for women. However, if you claim you can do what a man can do, that's what it means, anything. So we've listened to this, and women have not taken a step back to hear what men think. So we've now have a society that has many rules that are very much in a woman's favor. However, the year 2021 may be a tipping point. Texas is showing us that you can pass laws even if women don't like it. Selective service. I'm pretty sure women now have to sign up for the selective service. And I don't think they're happy about that. So there's also this legislation that has been introduced in the state of Illinois, where a woman can sue a man for an unwanted pregnancy. So I know that the internet has given us so much information that you might even call it information overload. So let's do an overload tonight. It's Sunday. It is October 3rd. And this is my anniversary. I have completed 3 years of Straight Talk. Started in the year 2018 in October is when the first show happened. The first week of first Sunday of October, believe it or not, I had a book sitting in my computer as of July of 2018 that was complete, and I didn't put that book out until this past May. So a lot has happened over the 3 years. If you have not read my book, I strongly encourage it. Even my cousins or my brother have bought and purchased the book. So I've got an endorsement from them that they've enjoyed it. And, you know, your brother and your cousins are don't go lightly on these things with you. So, and these are the guys, male cousins. So I'm going to open up the lines. Sorry, I'm for I see you guys jumping in the house. Emperor Piaz, man, what's going on, man? How are those workouts going? I'm over at Planet Fitness down in Fairview now. Country Boy, good to see you in the house. And who is that? God, they jumbled these names together here. New England Girl, how are you, lady? Good to see you in the house. Thanks for joining us. So if you would like to call in, what's going on, Imperator? The phone number to call in is 323-642-1387. That's 323-642-1387. I'll even take you live on Instagram, and I am going to drop a link here in YouTube. So if you'd like to jump in the conversation, I really want to hear what's on your mind. Let's have a man talk. Welcome to my man cave. And we are going to make fire, men make fire, man talk about man stuff. Thank you, PJ. So the first call I'm going to take is area code 870-870. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name? Where you calling from, and what's on your mind?
Good evening, Ted. This is your country boy, your regular as always. How's it going this evening?
All right. Good to see you in the house, Kendrick. What's going on? How you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm cool like the other side of the pillow, Ted. Cool, calm, and collective.
Right.
What's on the topic this evening?
Well, the topic is whatever you want it to be. It's what's on your mind. I'm doing like an open mic. I'd like to hear what people are thinking about. What are the things that you'd like to hear me talk about? Bring up some topics. And maybe I'll jump and find some articles and or some videos to, you know, expand on a conversation.
Well, to be honest with you, Ted, I'd like for you to elaborate some on the Chicago story that you were talking about, because and how is it the opposite of the abortion law that they just passed in Texas? Because I haven't heard any updates on that kind of stuff. So it would be, you know, kind of cool to hear you talk in on the legal side of this stuff.
So the bill was introduced. It hasn't been passed yet. And I don't know who – so I'm going to show a video, but I don't know who – how do you say – I don't know who paid lobbyists to present this to the legislators. I could probably find that out. But I'm looking at an article, Tuesday, September 28th, and it's in, I guess this is the Illinois website, 2KUTV. And there's a video on this site, so... let's play that video and hear the newscasters talk about it. Hey, guys, I dropped my Cash App and my PayPal. Your support is always greatly appreciated. And let's get rolling on this.
By being cozy.
Yeah.
Get a great deal on Cozy Carpet. Only at Carpet One. Here to floor you.
All of your flooring needs in one.
What if I told you that hiring a lawyer after an injury is free, and they don't get paid until you do?
Really? Is that true?
It's true. Your first call is free, and we don't get paid until you do. Seriously injured? Call Siegfried and Jensen now.
New at 6, a newly introduced bill would allow a person to sue anyone that causes an unwanted pregnancy and create a public abortion fund for out-of-state residents. News Channel 20's Jacob Emerson is working for you to break down the proposed law and why lawmakers say it's inspired by recent abortion legislation out of Texas. Jacob?
Yeah, Stacey, that's right. And some Democratic lawmakers here in Illinois say that this new bill will examine just how extreme this new Texas abortion law really is, which does, of course, allow anyone to sue any abortion provider or anyone that aids abortion in the state of Texas. This Illinois bill, though, it would do the opposite, allowing anyone to sue those that cause an unintended pregnancy.
This month, the most restrictive abortion law in the nation taking effect in Texas, effectively banning all abortion after 6 weeks and allowing private citizens to sue those that perform them.
What would the implications for Illinois be if we were to adopt a similar approach? You know, what is the impact on our civil court system? What is the impact of deputizing neighbors to turn each other in for money.
Those are the questions Illinois Representative Kelly Cassidy asked when she introduced the Texas Act in Springfield, otherwise known as the Expanding Abortion Services Act. If passed, the bill would flip the new Texas law upside down, allowing those that become pregnant in Illinois to sue the person that caused it, starting at $10,000. Residents could also sue anyone who commits sexual assault or domestic violence. If they win, half of the money goes to a public fund to pay for abortion for residents of states like Texas.
The Texas law went into effect on a Wednesday, and just 2 days later, we had patients at multiple health centers here in Chicago.
While Planned Parenthood Illinois hasn't taken an official stance on the bill, they say Texans seeking abortion are already flowing into Illinois. But for those at Illinois Right to Life Action, they believe the proposed law is unconstitutional.
This allows women to seek damages if they become pregnant after consensual sex. The fact that they will be taking money from people to fund abortion, there are so many aspects of this bill that just make it completely unserious.
For Cassidy, she's...
So even if a woman has consensual sex, she still can have the right to sue a man.
You do see how messed up that is, though, T.
She can say that the pregnancy was unwanted, so she can still sue consensual or non-consensual sex.
But
so,
that's my problem with that. They still choosing to open their legs up to whoever they're going to open their legs up to, but at the same time, you tell me she can go out and still get knocked up and then turn around and sue a man. That's crazy, T.
Let's hear what else they say about it.
He says that's exactly what she's trying to point out.
Since it is built exactly off of the Texas law, people like her all over this country are making folks flee their home states to get health care.
So here's one interesting point. So this woman, Kelly Cassidy, is a Democrat in the House of Representatives. in Illinois, right, or representing Chicago. So what's interesting is this is something men need to pay attention to. Texas passed a bill restricting abortion. Anything after 6 weeks, a woman is not allowed. So the women are running to all the nearby states, and Illinois is one of them. What this shows is that even if you pass a law that women don't like, if you have enough manpower behind it, there's nothing those women can do. So now they're throwing a temper tantrum, and they're asking Illinois to pass a bill that you just heard another woman say, you can't even take this seriously. I mean, how are you going to sue a man for having consensual sex and you say you didn't want to be pregnant? And there are more than a dozen forms of birth control, and a condom is one of them. You know, if a woman really doesn't want to get pregnant, I've been with women who, like, demand that you wear a condom. Why wouldn't all women do that if you claim it's an unwanted pregnancy? So the real big point is that even though women don't want this law in Texas, they can't stop it. They cannot.
See, that's my thing, though, Ted. They still can use that baby as a check. You see what I'm saying? They can still cash that child in for a check. Oh, he raped me, or this baby wasn't unwanted, so pay me.
I get that, but here's the bigger point, is that women don't want the Texas bill, and they can't stop it. See, this needs to be a lesson to men that you can pass laws that women do not like. See, this Illinois bill is a temper tantrum and a response to Texas. You hear everything this woman is saying. This is a response to Texas because there's nothing they can do about the Texas law.
Well, let me ask you this, Ted, just to be in all seriousness, could that be a form of population control with an unwanted child pregnancy being turned into a lawsuit?
It could be, but that's not as important as men understanding that. See, men keep saying there are laws and women are pushing the laws. This is an example of when you create a law and women can't do anything about it. This is what men need to understand, that they have way more power than they imagine. If they want to do population control, that's fine. But, you know, okay, so what? I mean, so what? They want to do population control. Do it. I mean, China did it. They restricted you to having one baby because they didn't want to be overpopulated. The population control in the U.S. is not an issue. Population is dying in the U.S. There are more people dying than being born. So
we're not,
the population in the U.S. is not growing.
But that's the elite's fault. That ain't my fault.
It's no one's fault. I mean, it's just, it's not growing. Women are not getting pregnant. They're not having babies. There was a time people had seven children. People are not having seven children. They're having one. They're having none. There are lots of educated people who don't want to have children. Or they just waited too late. They put it off and then, boom, you know, the woman's 45. Women are going after careers instead of going after babies.
See, there's all kind of factors in it, because, you know, it ain't just the laws, like you said. I believe it's just other propaganda that have been brainwashed into people. You know, that's me personally in that case. I'm just, you know, I'm not trying to sound on the lines of the conspiracy folk, but that's just, you know, that's just my thought.
Okay. All right. So you think this is about population control. Let's hear what else she has to say.
And, you know, creating incredibly unsafe situations for people all over the country.
Now, abortion access in Illinois is very protected. In fact, it would be untouchable even if Roe v. Wade was overturned at a federal level. When I was speaking with them earlier today, Illinois' Planned Parenthood tells me that one last key piece, though, of legislation they would like to see passed here in Illinois is getting rid of the parental notice for abortion, which would allow anyone under the age of 18 to receive the service without getting a guardian or parent's permission.
Now that's interesting. Right now, and I think nationwide, if you're under 18, you need parental permission to have an abortion. Illinois is trying to get rid of that law. That's interesting.
Reporting live in Springfield, I'm Jacob Emerson. Back to you, Stacey.
Thanks, Jacob. The Texas Act has only been introduced in the Illinois House of Representatives. It would need to pass there in the Senate and then receive the governor's signature to become law.
So that Illinois bill may just be a joke. It's just it may just be a temper tantrum, because there's nothing they can do about the Texas law. What's going on, Tony G? See, hey, Tony G, now that's the second part of exactly. So if women can sue men for unwanted pregnancy, this is what I was getting at. You see, if perhaps 2021 is a tipping point for men to understand that they've always had power in this country, always had, always will. From where I'm sitting, women have zero power without men. Women have no power. Any power a woman claims to have, it's only because she'll go get an army of men to support her. She'll call the police. She'll, you know, it's all predicated on men being back. You know, if I sort of make a joke, if the United States had no men in it and it was only women, Canada would take land. Mexico and El Chapo would come up. China would come over here. You know, this land would be raped and pillaged. The only thing stopping that are men. So if you think about this, Texas has a law that's passed. Illinois is throwing a temper tantrum because of the Texas law. And Illinois now is saying if there's an unwanted pregnancy, the woman has the right to sue the guy, even if it's consensual sex. So if you just think about the Texas law and how that was passed against the wishes of women, then why can't men take this Illinois law and say, well, I didn't want this woman to be pregnant, and I'm going to sue her if she has this baby. Unwanted pregnancy. So now, as a man, I can sue a woman, even if it's consensual sex. I say I don't want the child. If you have it, I'm suing you for unwanted pregnancy. And you can sue her for the amount that's significantly more than child support. So basically, she pays her own child support. I think the law opens up the door for that. And women may be throwing a temper tantrum because they don't like the Texas law, but I'm telling you guys, Texas is showing that if men stand together, you can pass laws even if women don't like them. So if they want to sue for unwanted pregnancy, fine, great, you can have it. We're going to take that same law and make it applicable to men who say, unwanted pregnancy, I'm suing. So, Tony G, that's a really good question, and that's part of where I was going. I want to bring in area code 310. 310, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. Which name, where you calling from, and what's on your mind?
Yes, West Coast, Reg. Calling from Atlanta, Georgia. What's up, players?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Call me just in time. I'm sitting in my truck, and I'm not driving, so I'm not going to pull off while I'm talking to you. I sit right here.
All right, just took me
up some cigars. So I came in late, so I think it did. What's the topic? I heard about the abortion. Is this about what's the exact topic for tonight?
The exact topic for tonight is open mic. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is basically what y'all talking about. I think, you know, with the new abortion, what Texas has started, and then as far as women having to sign up for the military, I think, you know, it's just time for them to step up to the plate and be equal and do it, you know, give it to them 100%, you know, make them accountable and responsibility for the choices that they made. So just like children, they ask for something, they get it, then they get it, and they don't want to deal with the repercussions of it. You know, give it to them.
So let's
send them packing. let them have both barrels. Let them have both barrels right up their ass. You know, I don't want to sound like, I don't know, like a woman hate or something, but I really don't have any sympathy for them at this point in time. That's the large majority of them.
Hmm? Why is that?
Well, I mean, I just don't, you know, I just don't have any sympathy for them. I think their nature is very, very shallow and self-serving. And their agenda is self, either their self or the collective. They have that high of, they don't care about what's right or what's fair or what's morally right. They don't have any morals. That's why they want you. That's why they want men to have integrity, because you'll be bound by it, but they won't be bound by theirs. So you gotta get fucked. I'm glad you caught on to that. Go ahead. What you got to say, cowboy?
Because I'm agreeing with you. Because it's a spirit of Jezebel out here, man. That Jezebel spirit is out here.
The Jezebel spirit is inherited in every female on this planet. Now, you know, maybe her upbringing might play a factor in there. And I think, you know, I think Kid said something. He said something to me the other day. I think her upbringing and her surroundings and all that stuff. You need to really take a look at all of that when you decide to bring somebody into your world and, you know, come, you know, or deal with them. You really need to look at all of that. So that's going to tell, you know, her friends, the music she listened to, the movies she watched. I mean, she's sitting there looking at Tyler Perry movies. We ain't got nothing to talk about. I already know what's going on with her. She want to look at The View or the reality shows and all that stuff. Me and you, we on two different levels here, you know. So, and then our family upbringing and, you know, how they are, you need to look at all of that. So, just like earlier today, Ted, you ever see that picture I sent you earlier today when the chick said she wants a nickel and she got her titties pierced and she got all this, got tattoos all on her body and nose rings and weaves and all of this stuff. She looking for a traditional man.
Ain't no way.
Hey, ain't nothing traditional about you.
Right.
And, oh, she got mad at me because I finally told her. I said, listen, dog, ain't no man that's serious about life and his business gonna take you serious. It's traditional. She said something to me. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't mean to be offended. You know, I was telling her the truth. I was telling her she was delusional. She's delusional. And then you got three feet eyelashes. You know, all of this stuff going on. Talking about what she can change. She can change up her. You know, depending on the situation, she can change up what she is. I mean, you wearing what you are. I mean, come on. You know, so.
They tell you never dress for the job you have, dress for the job you want. And if for some reason they didn't transfer that over to marriage and tell women, never dress for the men in your company, dress for the man you want. And I looked at the picture and she looks like a traditional prostitute.
You saw it, right? Send it to the boys. Send it to them to see who you're talking about. She said she want to be a stay home wife and have a provider protector. And then I said, what tangible assets are you bringing? She said, well, I'll do whatever needs to be done. She's just trying to play in the gray area. I said, cash weighs more than ass, so that's what you're gonna need to bring. And then she made some little smart comment, like, you know, but it is, I mean, you can look at it and tell, you know, but I had to tell her, you know, and then she's having this conversation with me and her page that she's in a relationship, but she said that they're having this conversation with me. I'm like, well, if you're already in a relationship, what are you having this conversation about? You know, but they just put shit up there, you know, yeah, you know. And also, I got into it, in this other post the other day with this lady, Miss Shaniqua, she always posting some stuff now, talking about if a man can't afford to pay all the bills, he don't deserve to have a woman or wife or don't be having no kid, don't have no children by him if he can't pay for everything.
Right there,
hold on. Yes, yeah, so I started letting them have it, and before I know it, she blocked me. She blocked me and did all that because I was just telling her, you know. I said, yeah, y'all just want to try, y'all want to work and save y'all money for the exit plan and have him fully vested. Well, no, we're going to put stuff away for retirement and for this. No, you're not. You're going to be putting in your own little personal account and have that fucking slave. And then when it's time to pull the plug, you're gonna go with all yours. Then you're going to hit him for some alimony and child support. On top of that, so you can be you just setting them, you know, you got the game fully covered. You're looking for a sucker, kid.
But it ain't gonna be no sucker here in a minute, though, Reed.
Hey, if it's two incomes coming in this house, them two incomes going into one motherfucking pot, and the man better be the CEO, because you don't trust no broad with no fucking money, because they're self-serving. A man gonna look out for everybody. The nature of a broad is parasitic. Yeah, parasitic. Now, you know, I mean, you might be able to find you a diamond in the rough, somebody who's down, a real team player that's down with you and shit. But, you know, that type of woman is probably going to be the type of woman that you really don't want. I mean, it just works that way. So, I mean, I can't. If you're the woman that you need, but it's the woman that you don't want. We all been down that road. Even if,
but the diamond in the rough. But that diamond in the lottery, that's you have a better chance of hitting the lottery than finding that diamond in the rough.
Well, yeah, I mean, a person's only going to be cooperative and is a female as their option. I think a man, I don't know, depending on his upbringing or whatever, a man, you know, like I said, I don't really believe it's not our biological makeup. Monogamy is not our biological makeup. If I'm bound to one woman, if I gotta have one woman, I might as well have none, because one is too close to none. So I don't want no one woman controlling no parts of no kind of fucking relationship that we got going on.
And you know what, Rick? You know. I'm glad you brought that up, Carl. The Beyond Witches, the dudes that can afford this, I kind of been, you know, contemplating that polygamy stuff for a while now.
Well, hold on, that might be me. Is that me, Ted?
Yeah, that's you going
me, sir.
Oh, hold on. No, let's go. I'll pull over. Hold on. No, it ain't got nothing to do with damn fucking if you can afford it. If you got two bitches, them two bitches is working, you working, y'all got three checks coming into the house. You know, that's how that works. It's a team. Everybody taking the pressure off each other. Everybody lightening the load.
But now, dealing with just that one chick and she messed up in the head like you were just anorating for a minute ago. Nah, man, mm-hmm. You better off dealing with two broads, you know, that y'all get on one track, man, Red, and deal with that booty.
Yeah. Hold on. I want to bring in another caller. And hey, Myth Twist, thank you from the across the pond for the super chat. Really appreciate that. And well, let's bring in a caller. But someone has an interesting comment. Based on that article in the Illinois law. Let's bring in area code 919. 919, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name, where you're calling from, and what's on your mind?
Hey, Ted, this is Richard. How you guys doing?
All right. What's going on, Richard? How you feeling, man?
Hey, man, I feel like that I have to call in and apologize to you guys. When we first started out, when I first started out calling into your show, you and I got into a bunch of dust-ups on the air. I got a dust-up with you. I got a dust-up with Reggie. I got a dust-up with particularly. And the reason why I was so angry, I guess, is because you guys were talking about stuff that was going against what I was brought to believe, how I was raised. And you might not remember it, Ted, but one day, or I should say one evening, you kind of put me on center stage and you asked me a whole bunch of questions about my life. You remember that?
I'll never forget that day, Richard. I do remember. I appreciate you being okay. So open. So thank you. But go ahead.
And I appreciate you doing that because when I get off the phone.
Richard, can you make your voice a little better? Because it is a little muffled, and people say you sound like you're underwater. You're on a headset?
Is this any better? Yeah, let me get off the headset. Hang on.
Okay. I just bought a new
headset. Is this any better?
Oh, that's perfect.
Is this
that's
better?
That's perfect, Richard. Go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah, I got in dust up with you, Chris, Reggie, Kendrick, and all the rest. And like I said, it's because I was going against some of my base beliefs. And my base belief, as you pointed out a while back, was because I was close to my mother. You know, she said that, hey, women can do no wrong. And I believe that. You know, women can do no wrong. Always right. Be a gentleman. And you know as well as I do, women don't give a shit about you being a gentleman or not. And that's what I kind of took, you know, forward in my life. And I was being a nice guy, I was being a gentleman and so on and all like that. And I didn't get turned around, and this might sound kind of stupid, but I really didn't get turned around until I started listening to rap music, where the rappers of the old day, not the ones today, but the ones that used to rap about how life was, they used to rap about how women were no good, how women were having babies, and, you know, some of them were rapping about their mothers. And I started listening to that. And that kind of brought me to the conclusion that, you know, black women, I don't want to point out black women, but I want to say black women because that's the context that we're talking in. But I should say all women. But black women in particular, if you're nice, they see that as a weakness. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, but what they do. And when I was in here getting in the dust up with you guys, I didn't want to believe that what you, Reggie, Chris was saying was true, because it goes against what I was raised to believe. And I want to apologize to you guys for coming in and saying some of the things I did, and not knowing what I've been brought to realize now. And I'll make this brief. I don't mean to take up the whole show, but let me make this brief. I saw a woman today that I hadn't seen in 20 years. And 20 years ago, I was trying to get up with her, and she ghosted me. And I saw her today for the first time, like I said, in 20 years. And, of course, the conversation was, you know, hey, what's been going on, what's been happening, that kind of stuff. And when I was seeing her, she had like a 7-year-old daughter. And, of course, the daughter's 27 now. So she's telling me about how she sacrificed for the daughter, blah, 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 and so on. And so I asked her, I said, well, look, 20 years ago, why did you ghost me? Why did you just, stop taking my calls? And what did I do to deserve that? And she said, well, there wasn't any chemistry. And then I'm thinking, as we kept on talking, she told me about her baby's daddy, okay? Now he's been married 4 times, okay? He hasn't figured out life, like a better story. And I'm thinking to myself, I mean, I'm trying to keep this civil. I'm thinking to myself, that you ghosted me because I had a vision, I had a place where I was going, and I things I wanted to do. And you ghosted me to deal with and get pregnant by some guy who doesn't even know what he wants out of life, who's not trying to go anywhere. And then I thought about the last show that you had, Ted, where you talked about chemistry and the difference between chemistry and love. She's saying that there was no chemistry between us. Well, I think if you're an adult woman, particularly a Christian adult woman, and you're still talking about chemistry, something's wrong, because you should be able to look further than chemistry, further than the, I don't know what you called it last, on the last show, what'd you call it, chemical reactions and stuff like that that takes place. When you're an adult, and you're thinking with an adult brain, you should be able to look forward, you should be able to look past that. You should be able to think a little bit on a deeper scale. So she said, we didn't have any chemistry. So, we kept talking. And now that she's been ran through by this guy, probably a couple more other guys, her daughter is, out of school and whatever. Now she's trying to get up with me. She tells me, she said, well, look, take my number now. And, we can hook up sometime. And I'm looking at her. You got a pot belly, your titties hanging on your stomach. Now you know chemistry for me now, So I understand now. I understand that women need a project. And I think another thing that Ted pointed out was that men built civilizations. He knows that I always had a problem with that, saying men built this and men built that. Men do that. But I think a woman has to feel like that she built the man. And if a woman is with a man that she feels like she's not building, then she feels useless. She feels like she has to build a man. She has to dress him or give him his inspirations, his desires, and stuff like that, so he can go out and do these things. Like, if you go before an audience as a CEO, she wants to look at you and say, well, I bought that shirt for him. He didn't know how to dress, so I got that for him. Or I gave him this kind of skill where he can talk to people. So the woman wants to build a man that builds a civilization. She's with a man she feels like she can't build. She has no use for him. She has no use for him. So she's looking for guys who that are not autonomous, guys that she can build in her man anyway, not necessarily in the guy man, but build in her man, to make him a better man. I think they really believe that. And she started going on to that. I'm a strong, independent woman and all that kind of stuff. I said, no, you're not strong and independent. You're a chicken. You're afraid to get intimate with a man. oh, what are you talking about? I had sex before I got a kid. I said, no. See, that's the problem. That's the only version of intimacy that you understand is sexual intimacy. There's also another type where you in a man and you're in his head, he's in your head, you spend a lot of time together doing things, and what you have with his, what he has, that type of intimacy you're afraid of. So you're not independent. You are a chicken. And when I said that, she goes, well, I never looked at it that way. So I want to thank you guys for tolerating me and coming off and telling me, you know, things that I needed to hear and things that I needed to think about. And I really appreciate that.
Thank you for sharing. So
I'm done.
Yeah, thank
well,
you.
You know, Richard, don't feel like you was in it by yourself, because like I said, from the start, for the time I met Ted, that when I was really dealing with all my, all my issues were going, getting therapy and all that stuff going on. Because for a minute, I thought I was going crazy, Richard. Because, see, I was raised along the same lines that you were talking about. Until I had stumbled across all this red pill stuff out here.
Just because a man's in the house doesn't mean he's your father, okay? Or maybe I should say, just because your father's in the house doesn't mean he's your daddy. And some of the things that I was hearing from my mother, I should have been hearing from my father. But he was off doing whatever he was doing, and I had to get indoctrinated to women and dating that way of my mother. And quite honestly, she's not going to say that her sex, the sex that she belongs to, can be treacherous, can be disrespectful, can be. She's not going to say that. She's going to say women and girls are made of everything, sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what she's going to say. She's not going to disparage
on that. I'm glad you called in, Richard. I don't know if that was the night that guy that quoted what his mother told him, what I've been telling you, that all women are whores. I don't know if you called in that night, but that guy reiterated what I've been saying all the time. When he said, well, the guy complimented on the daughter, and then he said, no, she's a whore. And he said, what you mean your daughter's a whore? He said, my mother told me all women are whores. See?
Well, yeah.
That
See,
said?
That's where that kind of stuff comes from. I wouldn't say I would say all women are prostitutes.
Listen, that's not the topic. The topic was his mother kept it real with him and told him what time it was. Don't worry about all that other shit, Richard. You know, his mother.
Oh, yeah, okay. I follow you.
Okay, and there are certain mothers or parents that will put you to the side and say, hell, hey, I'm a woman, and I'm telling you, I heard a woman say, we ain't shit. I'm a woman, I'm telling you, we ain't shit. That's what a woman said. I mean, I don't know, you know, the basis of it, but I could say, okay, I had listened to you, and then she's going to break it down to you. This is what we're going to do, da, 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 da.
Hey,
Rich, breaking up.
Your voice muffled. It went away. Like,
oh, I don't know what's going on now, Ted. I mean, I'm just sitting here talking on my phone. I don't know.
Richard, you're perfect now. It's back. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, hang on for a minute. So what I was saying is, I think it took some ovarian fortitude for that woman to think that she could just say, well, hey, you know, call me sometime, we can hook up and we can go out. Well, wait a minute, 20 years ago, you didn't have any chemistry for me. And you think 20 years later, with your tits on your belly and your stomach out farther than your ass, I still got the same chemistry for you and I'm supposed to jump on your number and start calling you? No, I mean, no, that's not how it works, sister. You know, that's
Richard,
not how it works.
Richard, she thinks you forgot, Richard. She thinks you forgot. You think that you forgot, Richard?
You really think so?
Yes, she thinks you forgot.
Well, some women will actually say the past is the past. It's different now. Let's not live in a past. Let's live in a future.
Yeah, yeah.
The past.
Yeah, they'll tell
a
man that, but they don't do that themselves.
See, that's
of course
the
not.
Fit here.
Of course not. She
done
hey,
hit the wall,
that,
and now she's trying to get with you and your folks.
Yeah,
Kendra, she done hit the wall. She done hit the wall.
Yeah.
Her baby daddy done been married 4 times, and he's off doing whatever he's doing. She's got issues going on with the fourth wife about the guy seeing his daughter about her. You know, and so she likes drama. I mean, I read a long time ago, maybe Ted may have read the same book that I read, but it said black women's life is so dismal, they like drama. They like drama in relationships because the lives are so dismal that they just like drama. They don't go to the office, and when Becky talks about she's going skiing for the weekend or going to the mountains for the weekend, that's what she hears. So she goes home. And she ain't doing shit for the weekend other than creating drama. That's a, you know, that's what she does, creates drama.
Hey, tell me something, Richard. What professional businessman with responsibilities and stuff needs to have drama in his life when he got business to handle? How you gonna concentrate on your business when you got a drama bitch at home? Huh?
That's right. Let me answer that, Reggie. Let me answer that. That is the reason why black women don't want to deal with upscale black men.
Right.
Because, like you just said, when you're trying to figure out how to make it up the corporate ladder, or you're trying to figure out how to do something for yourself, buy 18 more lawnmowers for your business or something, you don't want to deal with that black woman shit. You don't want to hear that shit. And so that's why they look for guys who ain't trying to do anything. They just sitting there waiting for the black woman to say, okay, put this shirt on or put these pair of pants on. And they okay, you know, they do it. That's the kind of men black women like.
Of course. Now, what you were saying earlier about repairing the 1-800 repair nigga, that's him because, she wants to take responsibility for all your happiness and all your success.
That's right.
That's what it is. She wants to feel important, you know. Yeah. So she felt that, you know, that you could cook, clean, everything together, this and that. She gonna have a problem. I had a boss come to my house. My house was too clean. I tore her ass up. She never came back though. She said, "Oh, your house is
that's
so nice."
That's happened to me too. That's happened to me too, Reggie. Woman came to my house. My bathroom was clean. That bitch came out and told me, my grandmother said if a man's bathroom clean, he's gay. I said, you're a bigger fool than your grandmother if you believe that. Because it's crazy. I had another woman tell me, she went on a picnic with a guy, and all the guy ate was salad. And her father now told her if all he ate was salad, he must be gay. Because real men eat meat. I mean, what kind of dumb shit?
No, that's ignorant.
It's really crazy.
That already tell you her level and shit. She was 2 a.m. pussy at best. On a Tuesday night, you go hit it and be out before 5. That's it.
I didn't learn that too late in life. I didn't learn that. Some women are 3Fs. They're 3Fs. You find them, feed them, fuck them, then flee. And I didn't learn that until late.
Find them, fuck them, and flee. Not feed them. Find them, fuck them, and flee. That's the three right there.
Oh, boy, you are.
Hell no. Well, she got to earn that Big Mac. Okay, fuck it. You want another transaction? No. She got to earn that Big Mac.
And see, Ted always saying that me and Bill corporations and men build civilization and things
Richard,
in the nation.
All of that's a fact.
Ted always has said that men build corporations and men build civilizations. And I will say this, and I'm just using Ted's name because we know him. I don't know anything personally about him, but I just use his name because we all know what we're talking about. I'm thinking, and I might be wrong, if Ted was dating a woman and she didn't need him or he didn't need her to dress him, to show him how to hold a fork and knife and spoon and stuff like that, if he was completely autonomous on his way up to being the CEO of a corporation, she wouldn't have any use for him. She'd have to be able to look at Ted and we'd give a presentation and say, oh, that Negro didn't even know how to dress. I had to buy that coat for him. Or I had to buy that shoes for him. Or look at that haircut he got in there. I had to do that. So she's got to build a man to feel like she's doing anything.
She got to be with them Pook and Ray Rays, but that don't fly with me, Mr. Rich.
Well, that's just it, kid. She ain't got to build Pookie. She ain't got to build Ray Ray. She ain't got to build those guys. She ain't got, so all she got to do is be sexual with them. That's all she's got to do. They're not trying to go anywhere. They're not trying to do anything. They're not trying to be anybody. All she's got to do is just be sexual with them, and they're as happy as a pea in a pod. They got Miss Fine that they can jump on anytime they want to, and they're happy.
Yeah, I agree.
That's predominantly your race of woman in a lot of cases, whether she educated or not. Just because a woman is educated, has a form of, that don't mean she's sophisticated. That don't mean she works. That means she wouldn't sit in the class.
That's right. Education, sophisticated, two different things, right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you'll find all of that out. Yeah, we're just giving you the old, you know, we're trying to give you the OG, you know, thing, you know, you're a little older, but.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
I appreciate that. I'll tell you something else, Reggie. Hey, Reggie, I think the biggest difference between white women and black women is that white women have had generations of being able to look at a man, black or white, and see if he's headed anywhere, what's his goals and aspirations. They've had generations of doing that because white men haven't had the same interest that black men have. Now, you got an educated, quote-unquote, educated sister. She's had, what, maybe a generation to look at a black man, at most two, to figure out whether or not he's successful in America. Not any more than two generations, because there's still some generations, probably for white people too, but there's still some generations of black people who never went to college.
Well, hey, Richard, you know, you do have other races on here, like Japanese, Latinas, and Middle Easterns, and all these other, you know, very patriarchal culture, you know, races with serious cultures and religions that they stand by. So, you know, everybody, you know, and white women are not the only women that desire black men. So, you know.
Oh, I just used that. I know.
Thank you,
Gene.
I'm so glad you said that, Reed.
I just used
white women as an example, but I'm saying behind the eight ball, behind the curve, are black women when it comes to recognizing a black man who can be productive in a capitalistic society like the United States. They're behind the eight ball. They think Ray Ray out here wearing 15 gold chains and driving a 2021 Lexus, they think he's the shit.
No, they think he's the alpha.
They think he's the alpha.
Come on, she looking for an alpha man to settle down with and who's gonna do this and do that. I don't think the alpha man about himself. What you talking about?
Nah, really.
He thinking about. He ain't gonna put you first. You trying to go first? He gonna always put himself first.
Nah, really. The only thing about Pook and Ray Ray, he may be an alpha sexual way, but when it comes down to getting that work in, that nigga can't compete
with him. But Kendrick, Pook and Ray Ray, they're not alpha.
No, they ain't.
Black women have been fooled into thinking they're alpha.
I said sexual way, Richard, because other than that, that nigga can't keep up with me. And that's what they're talking. They can't keep up with me outside of that. He ain't even in my same league. You feel me?
When I was working, Kendrick, I remember this secretary, instead of dating an engineer that I knew, she dated a box pusher because she felt more comfortable with him. And I don't have anything against box pushers. You know, they got a place in life just like everybody else. But when you are a woman and you're thinking about having a family, you're thinking about kids, you're thinking about having a dog and a picket fence and all that, you got to look at different things than if you're looking at a man who's just standing in a club with gold chains around his neck. You got to start looking at something different. And these women haven't figured that out yet.
You know what they are looking for, though?
I agree with you, Richard.
What's that,
but they're going to have to wake up. They better wake up, though, Richard, because
the
so-called alpha men are not going to we ain't going to keep on messing around waiting on them. Like you talking about that lady did with you 20 years, and here she is thinking she's going to get back with you. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, Kendrick. Hey, Kendrick, she told me 20 years ago there was no chemistry between us. Now she thinks 20 years later, there's chemistry. Something's wrong with that picture, right?
Something seriously wrong,
because she doesn't have the same value to me that she did 20 years ago, even though my value has gone up. And that's the kind of thing that Ted and the rest of you guys have been saying. My value went up, and her value went down in 20 years. And yet she's going to try to make it sound like or try to brainwash me into thinking she still has value to me.
Right.
And she doesn't.
Be honest. But she need to be honest with herself. Do she have any type of value outside of you getting your rocks off with her? See, that's how you need to look at it now. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't follow that. Say it again.
I said she outside of you getting your rocks off with her now, she need to look at that. She don't have no value outside of it.
I don't think me getting my rocks off on her, I don't even think it crossed her mind. She thinks she's so fine, and I'm so mesmerized with her still, that she can take, like somebody just said, we can forget about what happened and take off where we left off. I think that's what she thinks.
Yep, I can agree.
Say that. Lots of women say that the past is the past. That's a very common thing to say. It's extremely common. But see, there's something... I think a lot of men are ignoring what women really are looking for, and it motivates them to make such poor choices. And it's the thing that women are looking for, we are told they're not looking for that. And if they are looking for it, we have all kinds of names for them. Men underestimate women's sexual desires and their sex drive. See, women will choose these guys you call bad boys. I mean, one, they'll have lots of time if they're not doing anything with their life. And the women are expecting good sex. See, this is what women, we have underestimated. It's like you were saying, Richard, we were taught that women are, you know, made of sugar and spice and everything nice, and they're innocent. Like, women are innocent. Men want sex all the time, and women don't. That's what we've been taught. But technically, women probably enjoy sex more than men do. The average climax for a man lasts about 6 seconds. For a woman, it lasts about 23 seconds. And they can do that multiple times. And, you know, in the course of one sex session. So women are getting a lot more out of sex than we are, but we're pretending like it's us getting everything. And most likely women have been using men for sex, but it's been the okey-doke to make men think that we are using them when actually they're using us and then play victim. And guys have fallen for a lot of sort of okey-doke. You know, it's the Reggie calls it social engineering, but we've been taught to believe certain things, and men never question it. Now men are questioning these things, and social media has provided a platform for men who question it. So if there's a group of men who have been questioning things, we can all talk together, and other men who never questioned it can hear a different perspective than what they heard from their mothers. So I think it's just men have underestimated women's sexual proclivities over time. And if you can understand that sexual beings and honor that, and guys I see in the chat are talking about nice guys. That's, women will avoid the nice guy because they don't want to get nicely laid down. Women want to feel the essence of manhood penetrating her and grinding her down to a pulp. Women will accept all kinds of crazy things during sex that she wouldn't accept out of bed. She'll accept total domination and pain and all kinds of things, and she'll enjoy it. But out of bed, she may not go for that at all. And if men can understand that, we can get a lot of cooperation.
Hey, Ted, can I step in for a second? And like we talked and discussed earlier, I'm in my truck, so I want to get this done fast. But that provider protection, that provider protector, that's where'd that shit come from? They've been shoving that down men's throats for fucking decades or centuries, whatever. And I don't know who started it. I know it was abroad or this, okay, or some. I don't know what you want to call it. But all of that's another thing to manipulate you to screw with you through your ego and your pride and all of that. You know, your ego and your pride and your emotions is stuff. It's something that when you're dealing with these broads, you need to check that shit at the fucking door, because they use any little thing they can to be able to try to gain that advantage against you. But that provider protector, that's a slave, that's a sucker, and that's a traditional social. That's something that was brought. That's a traditional. What do you want to say? Way of dealing with things. And this is no longer, we no longer honor tradition. So if we're going to honor tradition, it has to be 100% or not at all. So when a woman tells you in this day and age, she's looking for a provider protector to pay all the bills while she goes to work, and her money's her money, and all your money is y'all money, you's a sucker. You's a slave. You're getting your ass played. She's setting you up for the exit. And when she leaves, she will not have invested nothing tangible into the relationship. You're going to take the L. She's going to creep on you. If you married her long enough, she'll get alimony and child support and still have her fat stash of money that she stashed on you the whole time you were slaving. And they telling her, oh, I'm a man. I pay all the bills in the house. My woman don't pay for nothing. Da, 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 da. She just sitting back just laughing. She was looking and shit. I got me one. Mm-hmm. Hell, she might be spending her money on the guy she really want to be with. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Why are you tricking on her? She'd be tricking on somebody else and shit. Hello? Like Ted said earlier, you know, these women, they want to fuck and shit. They know who they want to get down with. That's why I don't say, hey, I'll speak to them. I'll say hello, this or that. Because you already know when you first see me, I always thought, you know, I said, well, why, that was last week or last year or 20 years ago. Why are you telling me this now? What has changed?
Kendrick, you still there?
Yeah, Reggie just went on
Hello?
Mute. Kendrick should still be there. Reggie went on mute.
Hey, Kendrick. I don't hear Kendrick.
All right, hold on, Richard. I want to bring in another caller. I have a caller. You've got an area code 111. Not sure what your area code is. If you'd like to join the conversation, what's your name, where you're calling from, and what's on your mind? I guess that means you just want to listen.
That must have been a woman.
No, I wouldn't say that. Some people call in and just want to listen. So I'll let you go back on mute. So someone made a comment here. There are a couple of comments in here. So earlier, Richard, I don't know if you saw it. I played a video, and it was about a law that's being passed. That's been introduced, legislation that's been introduced in the state of Illinois which says a woman can sue a man for an unwanted pregnancy, even if it's consensual sex, which is crazy, right?
Right.
And I say, well, actually, that's good because we can take that law and apply it to men.
Wait, hang on. Unwanted by who? I think that's an important question.
Oh, here's what I said.
Unwanted by who?
Richard, here's what I said. There's a law that allows women to sue a man for an unwanted pregnancy.
I heard that, but unwanted by who? That's my question. Unwanted by who?
It's a pregnancy she doesn't want, and she can sue.
That's your assumption. It could be the man didn't want them. The man didn't want her to be pregnant.
Richard, I'm telling you what law was introduced. Richard, this is not my opinion. The legislator who introduced the bill, it's a law that allows women to sue a man for unwanted pregnancy. It could be rape.
Hang on, Ted. Hang on. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
What they're introducing is if the woman doesn't want the pregnancy, she can sue the man even if it was consensual sex.
No, now you're changing it. Now you're saying if the woman doesn't want it. A few minutes ago, it was an unwanted pregnancy. That's the difference.
Pregnancy, Richard. If the woman...
By who?
For an unwanted pregnancy.
Well, let me say this, Ted, so you can understand what I'm trying to say. Let me say this. If I get Jane pregnant, right, and I'm saying, Jane, I love you. I don't have a family about you. I love you. And me and you are going to get a white house with a picket fence and a two-car in the garage and all that. If I'm telling Jane that, and Jane gets pregnant based on me lying to her, because I have no intention of marrying Jane, and now she's pregnant by me, and she doesn't believe in abortion, she should be able to sue me civilly.
All right, Richard, I'm going to repeat it again. Legislation was passed that allows a woman to sue a man for an unwanted pregnancy. It doesn't give a damn about all that background you just gave. She says
No, there you go to straw man, Ted.
No, you said
unwanted pregnancy. Unwanted by who? You're trying to imply the pregnancy is unwanted by the woman so she can sue the man. That's not the headline you just raised. It's an unwanted pregnancy. Now by who? Now if you want to change it to make your point, that's fine.
Richard,
but it's an unwanted pregnancy. Unwanted by who?
Richard, here's what I said. It's a law that allows women to sue a man for an unwanted pregnancy.
No, that's not what you said at first. An unwanted pregnancy.
No. I said there's a law that allows women to sue a man for an I repeated that twice, and you kept saying, well, unwanted by who? I said it's a law that allows women to sue a man for an unwanted pregnancy. That is what
unwanted by who?
It's a law that allows the woman to sue for an unwanted pregnancy.
By whom? By who?
It's a law for women.
Ted. I get, like I said before,
Richard,
I get Jane pregnant.
No, listen.
Jane wants the baby. And I don't. And I've been lying to Jane for the last 4 years about what we're going to do. Should she be able to sue? Hang on. Let me forget about what you just said. Let me just ask you a question. Forget about what you just said. A hypothetical.
I will put you on mute.
You're going to put me on mute because you know where I'm going.
The law says that it was introduced that a woman can sue if she has an unwanted pregnancy, even if it's consensual sex. It's the woman who can sue for an unwanted pregnancy.
Okay, now can I speak?
Sure.
Consensual sex does not necessarily mean that a woman wants to get pregnant. Do you agree with that?
I understand what you're saying, Richard.
Well, no, I didn't ask you. Did I ask you, did you agree with it?
I don't
that
need
consensual to. Sex. Consensual sex does not mean a woman necessarily wants to get pregnant. Yes or no?
Richard, keep going, or we're gonna. I'm gonna bring in another caller. Because
okay.
the law was in response to the Texas abortion bill.
Okay, Ted. All right.
No. That's exactly what the woman in the House of Representatives said. That this is because Texas has restricted abortion, no abortions after 6 weeks, and Illinois says as soon as that law went into effect, a ton of women ran into Illinois to get abortions.
That has absolutely nothing to do with what we were talking about 3 minutes ago.
Hold on.
Consensual sex does not mean a woman wants to get pregnant.
Telling you what the legislator said. This is what.
No, I'm telling you what you just said. You implied that when a woman consents to sex, she's ready to get pregnant. And that's not necessarily true.
I never said that. I said, here's what the bill passed. It's if a woman says, I don't want this pregnancy, she can sue the man.
Okay. Okay, let's stop right there. If you're seeing a woman, now forget about the laws and everything else we just talked about. This is just a standalone. Hypothetical.
Richard, what I'm after is making a bigger point because I'm sorry, you're lost in this right now, and it's too bad you didn't.
No, you're trying to skew the things to keep me from making my point.
Why don't you let me talk? The conversation is in the context of a law that was introduced to the House of Representatives. This has nothing to do with personal thoughts. I'm just telling you what they said. And so a comment someone made was, this is a dangerous game. Men and women have to get it together. Society can't have any more of this gender battle. And that's what I'm really after. So, you know, a law was passed in Texas. You can't have abortion after 6 weeks in the state of Texas. So women are fleeing to other states to get abortions. And now Illinois is countering. The congresswoman said, well, that they believe that the law in Texas is so silly that they are saying, well, we want to pass a bill that says a woman can sue for an unwanted pregnancy, right? So all that is doing is putting another wedge, and that's what this comment is saying, is that men and women have to really get it together because we can't continue with this dividing men and women and having a battle. I mean, Imperator this is a really good point. So, you know, telling women you can have consensual sex and then turn around and say, well, I'm going to sue you because I don't want to be pregnant. And I don't care whether she is for abortion, against abortion. She has the right to sue and say it's an unwanted pregnancy. Just like women who can get pregnant and collect welfare. And someone made a comment, a woman said, never have multiple children by the same father because you'll get less money in child support. But if you have multiple children from different men, you'll get a larger child support check. So it's also creating another way for women to collect on getting pregnant. They can just say it's an unwanted pregnancy. That can be abused just like welfare has gotten abused. And it's another way to divide men and women that is just not. We don't need any more division between men and women. That's the point that I was really wanting to make, Richard, is that putting in another law that puts men and women at odds, you know, put us on the opposite side of the table and to be ready to argue and fight and even ready to debate over the law, which you're about to do with me, and you're not even familiar with the law, but yet you want to debate with me on it. I don't understand that.
What I'm trying to say is that if this law is so much silly,
Hey, if you're talking, Richard, your voice is so muffled, it's like you're under the pillow or something.
No, I don't know. I'm just sitting here. I'm going in and out, I guess.
You're back now.
Oh, okay. I forgot what I was getting ready to say. But anyway, I believe that as you to get back on the original topic, because we're way off the original topic, to get back on the original topic, I've learned from you guys that, to sum it up in a nutshell, all women aren't nice and made out of sugar and spice and deserve respect. That's what I learned from you guys, just to sum it up without going into a lot of detail.
And Richard, for the record, the topic is what's on your mind, kind of an open mic. So we don't have, this is the first time I ever did this. I don't have a topic to discuss. So you're fine. I want to bring in another caller, Area Code 323, live on the air with Chris Talk. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And is that Moore's Code? Is that a bot? Back on mute. That's a really strange connection. Never heard that before.
I never heard it. What's going?
So let's see. Some guys in the chat were talking about you inspired them to talk about nice guys and how women treat nice guys, and they were distinguishing between nice guys and good guys.
Do you know the difference?
Well, I'm going to tell you what they say in the chat. Let's see if I can find
that. Okay.
Let's see someone, let's see if I can read what they said. Someone said a nice guy is someone who goes out of their way to do nice things to women that haven't done anything to earn it besides exist. They usually do it indiscriminately and regardless of how she treats him. He also does it with the hopes of getting sex, but acts like he's holier than thou, and unlike the bad boy, just wants to be nice for nice sake, and that is a pathetic play to get played. So that's what someone said, nice guy. So, and a lot of women don't trust nice guys because they're thinking along those lines that the nice guy and a bad boy both want sex. The bad boy will just tell you that up front. The nice guy will pretend he doesn't want sex. So I guess women see that as being inauthentic and the bad boy is being authentically himself. And so she'd rather deal with that. Let's see. Then they were talking about nice guys and it's what people call simps these days. Simp and nice guy are synonymous at this point. Simp has become the current term people use, especially in my generation. This is a younger guy. Good guy is what you want to be, but that's not a nice guy. The word nice guy has changed. So someone says the word nice guy has changed kind, considerate, decent men into horrible people. So I don't know if we need a definition, but I assume you want to give a definition, Richard, or does it matter? But they were just talking about how women deal with nice guys, and it's better to be called a good guy than a nice guy.
Well, let me ask this question, and maybe these people are asking you that question can respond and tell you who they believe the nice guy is. Let's say that a woman goes out with Ted, and she says, Ted, you know, I'm going to buy me a Mercedes, and I'm going to get me the 3 doors. I'm looking at them. I'm going around looking at them, all that kind of stuff. I want you to help me deal with the dealer when I buy my new Mercedes 350 SL. Okay. And you say, okay, you know, I'll help you. Just let me know, and I'll take you where you need. You say that. she says to another guy, Reggie maybe, hey, look, I want to get me a Mercedes and a 350 SL with, you know, with sunroof and all that kind of stuff, blah, blah. And Reggie says, wait a minute, how in the hell are you going to afford that? You work at Burger King making $5, $7 an hour. How are you going to afford that? You can't afford that. That's crazy. Reggie told the girl the truth, and Ted danced around. I'm sorry I shouldn't use the name, but Ted danced around the truth. Who's being nice and who's being good?
I don't know. Is that what you're calling a nice guy, the guy who's just like, I'm going to go with you? And Reggie said,
that's right.
Can't. Okay. All right. So
that's true. If you are romantically involved with a woman and she tells a woman, another woman, that you're not romantically involved now, not just a friend, but romantically involved. If you're romantically involved with a woman and she tells her girlfriend that you are a nice guy, you're dead. You're never going to see her. You're never going to see the inside of her underwear. You're dead. Because women do not like nice guys. Because like you just pointed out before, they don't feel like they can trust them. The thug says, hey, the first chance I get, I'm going to try to rock your world. And the nice guy says, well, look, those thugs, all they're trying to do is screw you, and I'm trying to be your friend. Who would you trust?
I don't know. I never build a relationship on friendship. I tell women if you need to be friends first, you're incompetent. And in fact, I don't even have friends. I don't want any friends. And if I wanted a friend,
that's because you're a good man. That's because you're a good man and you're not a nice guy. If you were a nice guy, you would dance around what they were saying so that you can benefit from whatever you want to do. A good man tells them, look, that ain't what I'm about. If you don't like it, you hit the highway. That's what a good man does. Nice guys dance around and they pretend, and that's why women don't like them, because they're liars. Nice guys are liars.
Okay. So I always saw that as a coward's way. Let's be friends first. It's like, and then you don't know what you want. Then you come talk to me when you know what you want. But right now you don't. I lose interest in that. That's a very deceitful way to do things. So I tell women, I don't have sex with my friends, so if we become friends, you're off limits. If you come to me later talking about you're interested, I'm going to laugh you out. You know, I'm going to just laugh you out of my life. I don't want to hear it.
And see, that's different than saying, well, look, we can be friends. If I don't want sex. That's all most guys want, but not me. I'm trying to be your friend. Now, that was, you've been lying, but you would have been a nice guy.
Hey, Richard, you're a biblical man. Did God put man and woman on this earth to be friends?
Did God put women, man? That's a good one, Reggie. Let me think about that one while I keep listening to you guys.
Well, no, wait a minute. Did God put man and woman on this earth to be friends?
Let me think about it, man. That's a good one.
Ted, Joe, did God, whoever else on here, did God put man and woman on this earth to be friends?
Did somebody answer
the question?
I never heard that in the Bible. There's nothing in there that says you can be friends.
Okay.
So if people want to use the Bible,
Okay. I just thought of something. I can ask you a question now, Rick. But I'll let Ted. I didn't mean to cut Ted off. Go ahead, Ted.
Hold on. Okay.
I just said there's nothing to support. Women were put on. If you want to use God in the Bible, then women were put on earth to support a man. And so whatever he needs, she's going to help and support him. So there's nothing about friends. Now, the way man and woman was designed, since you heard my show last week, we have biochemicals that that cause us, we're designed to procreate. And if you look at insects, you look at animals, snakes, whales, cows, all the animals you see are all designed to procreate. If they were designed for the male and female to be friends, then everything would have died out a long time ago. We were designed to perpetuate our species. That requires sex.
Hey, Ted, I want to try to answer Reggie's question, so I'm going to get a little bit corny, so bear with me. Reggie asked was men and women, did God make men and women to be friends? And I think the answer to that is yes. I think God made men and women to be friends and to do things together. I think he made everything, all his creations, to be friends, all animals. And I think that's the way it was initially made, for all of us to be friends. And then the fall of man came. And after the fall of man, I can't remember the scripture offhand, but it's after the fall of man, God cursed. God cursed the snake. God cursed the ground. And God cursed the relationship between a man and a woman. He said that a woman, he said a woman, if she gets involved with you, is going to want to try to take your place, but you're going to be the one who puts her back in her place. And that's in the scripture after Eve ate the apple and all that. So that's why you got a lot of guys who, when they can't control their women, they wind up killing them, because that's scriptural that we're supposed to put them in their place. Not to say that killing them is putting in their place, but that's the reality that some men have. They put that woman in their place for killing them. So to answer Reggie's question, I think, yeah, initially we were here to be made friends with one another, men and women. But after the fall, then God, for whatever reason, put this division between men and women.
Can I say something briefly cold to you, Richard?
Mm-hmm.
Men who have that mindset will perpetually stay in a friend zone for the rest of their life.
Men who say that mindset will have, that's right.
I say somebody sold the seeds of discord among the brothers. That's what I say. Brainwashing, programming, and social engineering. That's what I say. And we're going to have to break this brainwashing spell that came over everybody. We got to get back in line as men and women, go back to being husband and wives, and go back to being parents. Stop being friends.
Hey, I got another question.
Hey, Kendrick, Ted misunderstood the scripture I was quoting. In that scripture, Ted, it says that the woman will try to boss you around, but because you're a man, you'll put her back in her place. So that doesn't make a sense going forward, like you were trying to say.
Hey, Richard, can a man and a woman who's sexually attracted to each other, can they be friends?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Exactly. Because they have the mindset that where they accept that. That's what I said. Men who have that mindset will be perpetually in a friend zone with most women they know.
And it goes back to what you were saying in your last week thing, that if you aren't sexually attracted to a person, you can decide, I think you said it last time, Ted, that you want to deal with that person, notwithstanding the chemistry. The chemistry makes you make one decision, and being able to be a thinking, rational person allows you to make another decision. That's the type of decision you were talking about last time. So you can get married to Miss America, right?
No, Richard,
and be married to her for 25 years.
But that's not what I said, Richard. That's not really accurate.
What'd you say?
So I was talking about being in love. So when guys are like, well, the chemistry, right? And I said, yes, it's chemistry. These are neurochemicals that secrete and they make you feel good. And people mistake that for love, but they don't distinguish between love and biochemical feelings, secretion, biochemical secretions that make you, that cause you to feel good. That's your design. That's so you perpetuate the species. That has nothing to do with love. So guys allow themselves to be biologically led. It's not being led by your penis. It's being led. Your brain is telling you when you're around this woman, you feel good, and that's love. And it's not.
Okay, okay. Ted, hold on. Time out. So if a woman says that I went out with you, like what happened to me, and there was no chemical, whatever they call it, chemical reaction or whatever.
Right.
Okay. She's literally talking about the level that you're talking about. Literally, she's talking about that there's no chemical, all the rest of those
so
things you're talking about. They're not flowing through her.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right, you're right. Dopamine, like you're doing things that excite her. And what some women, and they go undiagnosed, they suffer from hybristophilia, which is really a mental disorder. And those women are sexually aroused and can more easily climax with a man who is a robber, a rapist, a drug dealer, a murderer, a man who cheats on his wife. Though there are women who suffer from that, and they automatically go into an arousal state knowing that that guy is wrong, bad, whatever, and they want to have sex with him. And this is why I made such a big point that men underestimate women's sex drive and how sexually motivated women are when they make decisions. It's underestimated.
Definitely why I say we need to constrain
it. Hey, Ted. Does age play a factor in that at all when they get older? Does age play a factor in that, or is that like at their sexual prime, more or less?
I don't know.
The more and the older they get. That's what I've been told.
Kendrick, hold on. It's a mental disorder, Reggie. It's like mental disorders generally don't just come and just walk away because you got older. And you have to intervene in that. You follow me?
Copy.
I think Ted Bundy got like 2,000 to 3,000 letters before he got to the electric chair from women asking him to marry him.
Perfect example. Yep. Look at that. Exactly. Perfect example. And so it has nothing to do with race either. I mean, look at how many women like Al Capone, right? The gangster. Mafia. How many women like mafia dudes? I mean, I know a guy who was a CEO of a Fortune 200 company. And his wife had friends who were in the family, the mafia. And at some point, this guy told his wife, look, I'm now the CEO of a huge restaurant chain and casino. And you're my wife. And if you have relationships with the mafia, it can jeopardize my entire career. You need to cut ties immediately. Like you're choosing between your husband or your mafia friends. And so his wife enjoyed the company of the mafia. And he told her, you gotta make a choice. So, Richard, that goes back. Now, think about that, Richard, right? That guy took a stand and told his wife, you have to choose. And, I have zero tolerance. You cut ties with them immediately. You will not jeopardize my career. He put his wife in check, and she made the right choice.
Right.
There are too many men who won't do that. And they let their lives.
The nice men won't do that. They
right.
They go along to get along.
Right, exactly.
No, ain't no go along to get along. They need to get in line.
Well, that's what nice cats do, Kendrick. That's what nice cats do. They go along to get along.
Along to get along. Be the option.
Hold on, Kendrick. No. You got to deal with what's actually happening out there. Telling people you can't do that doesn't help them. Part of the problem is, Richard, is they've got these biochemical secretions that make them feel good. And I talked about, so There can be a woman who looks a certain way. Maybe she reminds you of your mother or some woman you saw in the movies or, you know, a pinup girl you saw as a teenager. And just the sight of her has these biochemical secretions just going off and you going along to get along. It could be her voice, the way she wears her hair, the shape of her body. Like, there's so many things that will have that become a catalyst, and you feel good around this woman. And if she touches you or talks to you a certain way, you don't want to, guys won't want to jeopardize it. So they just go along to get along. And then eventually she loses respect for you, as opposed to the guy who says, I will not jeopardize my life. You need to make a decision now, like right now, not tomorrow. There's no cost benefit analysis. This is the way it is. And the woman will complain.
I couldn't have put it better. I couldn't have put it better.
The woman will complain and say, why would we have to do your way, the highway? Because your way will screw our life up. I'm not having a debate about this. I'm doing this for the best interest of us. And I'm not relying on your emotional decisions to screw up. See, like, if men take that, it's like you don't have to beat her and shoot her. And you don't have to do all those things.
Sometimes you need to.
And if you have to do all those, you're with the wrong woman. You should have never married her.
No, that's one list that you got to deal with for society.
Yeah,
start knocking them off.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. But that, see, what that doesn't solve is how did they get that way in the first place? Because men just went along to get along. So the ones that survive will eventually become like the one you got rid of. Men have to learn how to deal with women as men. They have to. You can't have women leading you.
They wasn't leading in medieval Paris, though, Ted. That's the old mindset.
They're leading now.
They killed them women in, and they're going to kill them now when you get through.
Those men knew how to talk to their women. Men just want, and you have to know how to talk like a man who's got some savvy in your ability to communicate. Women will understand. Children understand. A man has bass in his voice, and women respond to it. So do children. So do dogs.
Hey, Kendrick, do you understand why a woman doesn't like a nice guy? Do you understand that?
That's like asking me by left and right.
Or do you understand why a woman does not like a nice guy? Do you understand that?
I don't even care at this point.
Well, what do you mean you don't care? You don't hear every Sunday night talking about it. What do you mean you don't care?
At this point, I don't care. I don't care what type. He can knock her head off for all I care.
So you do that. So what does that accomplish?
Like I said,
Richard, are you a nice guy?
I'm a reformed nice guy.
Ain't nothing nice about me.
So, do you believe women like nice guys, Kendrick?
I don't know what they like. I'm just telling you my truth. I don't know what they like. But I know what I ain't, Mr. Ridley, and I'm not him.
So, are you trying? I mean. You're trying to be some type of person, right? You're trying to be some type of person, right?
No, I ain't trying to be
a nice
person. You see what I'm saying?
No, wait a minute. No. You're trying to be some type of person. In your mind, a person that does this, that, and the other. You're trying to be some type of a person. Is that right?
of a higher echelon, yes.
So if you're trying to be some type of person, move into the higher echelon, if you're trying to be that type of person, and I assume that you want to deal with women, don't you, on the way up? Don't you want to deal with women?
Yeah, but I'm not dealing with no any kind of woman.
So don't you think it's important?
Yeah, I deal with them, but I'm not dealing with no any kind of woman. I don't deal with a specific kind of woman.
So if you're not going to deal with any kind of woman, then you need to understand how to tell the difference between women and don't feel like you can.
Yeah, I know.
All women aren't bad. All women aren't bad.
But it's
just like all women aren't good. Ted's show is to help us figure out the big, good ones from the bad ones. Because all of them aren't bad. Just like all of them aren't good either. They're not all bad. And so to talk like this as men, it helps us figure out which ones are the good ones.
And when you paint all with the same brush, you lose. But at the same time, Mr. Reggie, you done been watching thousands of hours of Red Pill content. That stuff done. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm feeling some type of way about the whole situation. Now you don't know what to believe, but yeah, they ain't all good and they ain't all bad. But you don't know what you allowed to get now. You see what I'm saying? That's my stance with it.
So, Kendrick, if I showed you videos of Africa, and the only videos I showed you were lions eating other lions and hyenas eating chipmunks and bears eating squirrels and all that, if that was the only videos I showed you and never showed you some of the parts of Africa that are nice, that you might want to visit, that you might want to think about as being your homeland. If I never showed you those videos, and all I showed you were the ones where everybody's eating each other, what would you come to believe about Africa?
Yeah, it would be messed up. And this whole dating situation.
And that's exactly where you are now. You're thinking all black women are messed up because you listen to this red pill stuff.
No, I didn't say that, but I'm looking at all women in general. I ain't saying nothing about just specific
women. See, Richard,
you see what I'm saying?
Richard, you keep doing that. No one will ever put a race on it, but you will. You're the one with the issue, Richard. Everything is black. You always go black. We could be having a general conversation, and you automatically go to the black woman.
Hang on, Reggie. You jumped in my ass the last time we talked. You're not going to do it tonight. I'm trying to prove a principle, and a principle spans all races. It's a principle, whether you're black, white, green, Asian, or whatever. It's a principle that you live by, and no matter what color you are, it's a principle that you gotta understand.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck you're coming with now, because now you got people on the way. Hey, he made a general statement. He didn't put a race with it. Each time you come here, you always say, we're talking about a black woman or this. So you're the one with the issue, Richard.
Well, I keep saying it's a principle. Regardless of whether it's white or women, there are certain principles that we all live by, no matter what color you are.
But the red pill principle, it don't discriminate. That's what I'm trying to tell you. My perception of women, it ain't going to change that. You see what I'm saying?
Kendrick, what I was trying to tell you is the red pill does discriminate if that's all you see. If you don't see anything else except that red pill shit, then it is discriminating. Are there bad women? There's no doubt about that. There's bad women. There are women out there that ain't worth a quarter.
But how did that discriminate? But not all women, bro. What to look out for. You see what I'm saying? And how you need to go into real curious dealing with these women now. You see what I'm saying, B? You highly careful what you're dealing with now. That's what I take from Mr. Rich. Not to be, you know what I'm saying, not to be Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky. I'm just happy to have a woman. Uh-uh. You can't go in this thing blind. You need to know what's going on out here, bro.
Yeah, but you don't know what's going on by just getting one half of the story. And
I'm getting
although red pill stuff is legitimate, It's legitimate. Red pill stuff is very legitimate. But so is blue pill stuff. That's a legitimacy on both sides. So what you got to do is you got to come more down the middle, and you got to think about what applies to you, your life, and women. That's what you got to do. So you can't just be one or the other. You can't be all blue pill. You can't be all red pill. You got to come down the middle. Because if you come down all red pill, you're going to miss out on a lot of nice women in your life. If you come down all red pill. If you come down all blue pill, you're going to be taken advantage of by a lot of women in your life. So that's why you got to come down the middle, not on one side or the other.
I'm neutral. That's how I look at it. I'm that proverbial monkey in the middle, standing in the middle. And that's how I'm looking at it. I'm on the side of right. I ain't on no, you know what I'm saying? I ain't on the side of no foolishness. That's the side I'm on. That's what I say.
Hold on, guys. I want to take a comment. Someone made a really good comment, and this is relevant to part of what's being discussed here. And it's two guys having a comment here. They were talking about how men and women speak different languages. And he said, what I've learned is that women do not listen by default. Only a woman who has genuine desire will listen to reason if the man is speaking with reason and intellect. And he says she's water, which I think when he says she's water, women really don't have the – women don't have – there's no female nature. We're told that. We're told lots of things about women. Women are like water, and they take form in whatever container will support them, right? So you pour a woman in a paper box, she's going to tear right through it. You pour in a toilet, she's going to take form and shape what the toilet is. She won't tear down the porcelain. So what his bigger point is that a woman will listen if a man is speaking with reason and a man can speak with reason, you can be firm, you can be forceful. You don't have to threaten, but you can be firm, forceful, and intelligent, and she will listen. You may have to intervene, you may have to interrupt to get her to stop. But women will respond to a man's demeanor. It's almost like you have to be a father. I hate to say it like that. That's the wrong way to say it. So the wrong way to say it is to be like the father. A better way to say it is, and this is, women do look for men who are more intelligent than them. And I was in Clubhouse with a room full of men and women, and the women, we asked the question, why would you want a man to lead you? And the women, the general consensus was, I want a man because I'm a woman, and sometimes I overreact. Women are more emotional, so we need men who are intelligent, know how to communicate, and can explain things. Don't like abuse me because I'm a woman and I went off into left field, because that's the way my brain works. So women are looking for men who can speak with reason, and guys are missing that also. So so the point of this is, they were saying men and women speak different languages, and it's maybe not that men and women speak different languages. It's the way women's brains function. Women make problems when there's no problem. And if men can understand and accept that, then you may be better to get the woman to reality, because she's invented some fantasy reality. Sometimes her fantasy reality is about Prince Charming and her being Cinderella. And other times, her fantasy in her head has to do with what she's heard people say, that men want to control and dominate you and keep you in a kitchen and a bedroom, and they're going to run your whole life, and you will have no rights or anything. Like, she's heard that so many times. She's heard the fairy tale, and she's heard men want to dominate you. And so that puts women in conflict with men all the time. Just as someone said, this gender battle. We take little girls and put them in conflict with little boys right out the gate and then tell them boys are dumber than girls, girls are more mature, boys only think with their little head. We put girls in so much conflict that you're going to have conflict. So as a man, it's in your best interest to be able to effectively communicate soundly, firmly, and hold your ground. It means you have to say no sometimes. When she throws a temper tantrum, she stomps her literally. I've seen women stomp their feet in the middle of New York City. This woman was 6'2". She's stomping her feet because I wouldn't do something she wanted. And I just laughed. You have to do that. Sometimes you have to tell them things they don't want to hear. And it may disrupt their whole world. And they may be upset with it, but they hear it. They will think about it. You guys have some good comments in here. Right. I know when a girl is treating me as her first choice versus her second or third, and it's worlds apart, right? So as a man, you need to be able to distinguish these things. And if you accept whatever's there just to go along to get along, if a woman is water and you're giving her no form or shape to conform to, she's just going to be all over the place. A myth twist. I wonder if provide and protect is really a patriarchal concept. Or is that something women made up because that's what they want men to do? We live in a society where men find it acceptable to be led by women. And women are led more by, they're more sexually motivated than guys realize. So, here's my dead horse. If women truly want to be equal or feel like they have rights, let them go create their own companies and stop begging men for jobs. I'm responding to Imperator. Women need men to provide and protect. That is a fact. But men need to stop offering that service for free. Women must be made to pay you for your provision and protection.
Now, when you say offer for free,
I'll read it again. Women need men to provide and protect. That is a fact. But men need to stop offering that service for free. Women must be made to pay you for your provision and protection.
I agree. That's why we got the service men and the police and all those kind, the first responders. So. But back to what you just said, pay me personally for what, though? I mean, how does that work for me personally, though? If I'm supposed to be married to that lady, you know what I'm saying? She's supposed to get that for free if she married to me, right?
No. See, because then she'll believe just being there, just her existence is enough. She needs to be doing something. She needs to be of service to you in a relationship. Before you even get married, she needs to be shown clearly that she earned it. And there's a problem. Men don't put demands on their women.
Well, man, that is a problem, Carl. Know what you want, then know what you ain't going to deal with and what you won't deal with.
The problem is men are being women.
They said, I had a woman say, several women say I was too demanding, or they say you're the demanding type. I was like, you're damn right. You're damn right.
Right. Have you been called high maintenance?
Nope, I've never been called high maintenance. That's why. Is that you, Ted? You high maintenance? They say you was high maintenance, Ted.
I have a lot of demands, and you better deliver on all of them. That's high maintenance.
Well,
hey, check this
I
out.
See my time
hey, 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 I like that. I tell them, dude, I'm high maintenance. You want to tell me? What you mean you high? What you mean you high maintenance? Say I'm high maintenance. What else I need to say?
Nothing. Nothing
right.
else needs to be said. Cause my time is priceless. I ain't, you know. My time means money. I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I don't have time for
hey,
foolishness.
Hey, I'm cooking. I'm cooking, so let me know if I'm making too much noise. But I'll tell you, my time, energy, and attention is not free, okay? And once you come out, well, I love expensive things. I say, well, come on, Starla. I say, well, you're in the right place because I'm very expensive. I say, come love me. Then she backed up. Come with that style.
That's what I was taught to you, that your time is valuable and don't, you know what I'm saying, don't accept nothing less to it.
Yeah, your time is valuable. And so
you're supposed to stay, what you call it, Teddy, a man's supposed to stay productive at all times. Are you subject to going to a downward spiral? So if I'm calm and staying productive, then I don't have time to end things for you, Teddy.
Well, a man needs to be productive, but he also needs time to think. He also needs time to enjoy the fruits of his labor also.
I'll agree.
So a poor man stays productive 24/7. A wealthy man...
Hold it.
The difference is... Richard corrected me. So rich men have a lot of money and they work hard to get their money. Wealthy men have a lot of time and they make their money work for them. And so when you have more time, you have even more time to find greater opportunities. You have time to relax your mind, enjoy it. And if you have a woman in your life, she needs to be valuing your time, like you're saying, country boy. She needs to also be valuable to you in whatever time she has with you.
Yeah, that's true. And there was a saying to you, and please correct me because I know I'm going to mess this up. But something about the harder you work, you ought to be able to play hard, just as hard as you work, kid, or something like that. You're not supposed to be just working hard, but you're supposed to have some pleasure time, too, or something. It's a worldly cliche.
Right. Well, yeah, you need time to, like, refresh.
I work hard, but I play harder.
Yeah, that's what I heard, Mr. Reed. Yeah. That's the quote I heard.
That's correct. Play hard, work hard. Work hard, play harder.
And I don't think a lot of dudes just really understand that concept. To be out here sweating women, Ted. That's how I look at it. You know, the harder you work, you should be able to, you know, enjoy the fruits of your labor and go out there and splurge every once a blue moon, but not be too reckless. You know what I'm saying? The way you got all these baby mamas all over the place. Now that's just me. Now that's my thinking.
Hey, someone said, if men can't communicate straight, how the heck can man and woman communicate straight? So that's a man's job, is to be able to communicate straight. But they're, I hate to use words like tact and diplomacy, but there's a level of reason, there's a firmness, there's a straightness. But sometimes you might have to be crude for the woman to understand. Sometimes they don't hear it until you get crude. And they'll complain about it, and you tell them, I'm crude when you do not listen. So it's
women can recognize.
Go ahead.
Oh, women can recognize nice guys who are being dishonest, because the nice guys who basically are being dishonest, they're using being nice as a strategy to get in between the woman's legs. And the women know that. And so when the guy comes off as nice, the women don't have any time for him because they know that it's a backdoor strategy to try to get them in bed. So they don't have any time for a nice guy.
Okay.
It's when you're up and...
If you mind real quick, Mr. Richard, let me say this, okay? But if I come off at the rake, I'm nice, but give me some of that right there. I guarantee you she'll respect that as opposed to the quote-unquote nice guy just thinking he's just going to get in between her legs, just doing all that nice junk on the side. You see what I'm saying?
Kendrick, if you invite a woman to your apartment, say, come over, so I can show you the pictures when I went to the state fair so, or whatever. And she comes over to your apartment and you pull out an album full of pictures and you start showing them to her. And if she believes you're a hell of a picture man, first of all, she wouldn't call your apartment if she wasn't sexually interested.
Attracted to you. You see what I mean?
All right. So when she gets there and you start pulling out pictures like you said you're going to do, showing her, you know, the last family reunion, all that kind of stuff, she's like, what the fuck? You know, that's not why she's there. As Ted said before, women are more sexual than men are. So she's
but they need to tone, but they need to tone that down.
To do what, right. That's why she's there, to do that.
See?
And so, I had a buddy of mine tell me that anytime he had a woman come over to his apartment, and for the first time or whatever, he'd always make a sexual advance. He wouldn't be an octopus. He wouldn't be an octopus, but he would make a sexual advance. That does two things. Let the woman know that you ain't homosexual. And the other thing it does, which I think is more important, it lets you know that you are sexually interested in her.
But if you ain't,
if she comes over after that, then you're in. She's decided that she wants to sleep with you. At that point, the only thing you do is talk yourself out of her pussy. That's all you do at that point.
But what I'm saying. The one thing is she interested in you like that. But see, I'm like, hey, if there ain't no mutual attraction, that's what I'm talking about. Ain't no need of me and her even discussing that. You see what I'm saying?
Make
yourself and drink some Henny or something like that and have a meaningful conversation. All I was going to do is say talk without clothes on. But other than that, we ain't going to get to that, bro, if it ain't there. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't there, we just going to have a talk, and then we're going to eat, drink, and she's going to go on back to her crib.
I think you're overthinking.
No, I ain't overthinking. I'm telling you what I want and what I don't want.
That's why you're overthinking.
I ain't sexually attracted to all these. I ain't afraid of all these broad ass like that. That's what I'm saying.
Ted Richard and everybody else will tell you it's not about what you think. It's about being in tune with what the woman thinks. That's
I don't care
about
all that.
Women don't give a damn about what you think.
If
you
ain't sexually
in tune
with her, then you know, if it ain't no sexual chemistry there, you forget any of it.
So, Richard, let me ask you, why would a man be concerned about being in tune with what a woman thinks?
Why would a man be concerned about being, because he wants sex with that woman? That's leaving.
That's the nice guy, so you already lost.
No, that ain't a nice guy. No, that ain't a nice guy. Being in tune with a woman
I asked you a direct question, and you answered it, and you said because he wants that.
But being in tune with a woman does not mean you're a nice guy. That means you understand where that woman is coming from. You understand when she says one thing, she means another. That's being in tune with a woman. And a lot of guys aren't. They don't understand it.
So that's the nice guy. Nice guys follow women. Nice guys allow themselves to be led by women. If you have to be in tune with a woman, you're being led by her. And that's why we have problems in this country.
Ted, I can be, listen, and you listen good. I can be in tune with a woman, but she doesn't necessarily lead me. I take how she's feeling and let that fold up into what I decide that I'm going to do as a man. That's how you be in tune with a woman. You go there, you just say, hey, this is what she feels like. I feel this way, another. And you take that in consideration, and then you refocus it and you remap it into what you want to do.
What the hell does her what her feelings have to do with anything?
Exactly.
Let me say anything about
what you remap have to do with anything.
Because maybe you don't. I don't know. But when I go to bed with a woman, I want her to feel like she likes me at least a little bit.
That's the nice guy.
No, right. I mean, it might be a nice guy, but I want to trust me, brother. If a woman likes you, the sex is a lot better if she feels like you manipulated her to get into bed with her.
I ain't got to manipulate you if I'm coming straight out for her and this is what I want. We need to make that happen. But if I ain't,
women see being nice as a form of manipulation. That's what I'm trying to tell you. They see it.
I ain't nice. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not nice.
Well, how are you then?
I'm a split a wig type. That's the type I am.
Hey, Richard, I actually tell women up front I'm not nice. Richard, hear me out. I tell women up front, I am not a nice guy. If you're looking for a nice guy, you need to run right now. Hang up the phone if we're on the phone. If we're together, you need to run. I'll point to another guy. He looks like a nice guy. You should go to him. I tell them up front. I'm never going to be a nice guy. Matter of fact, not only am I not a nice guy, I don't even own a best foot to put forward. So if you think I'm not going to put my best foot forward, I don't own one. I tell them
and
up front.
Hold it, Kendrick.
And I tell them right up front, Richard, if you have a problem with that, then you should dismiss yourself. Just walk.
You're a good man, Ted. There's a difference between a good man and a nice guy. That's why I keep trying to tell Kendrick. A good man and a nice guy are two different things. They're not the same. If a woman that you like romantically tells, I just said a few minutes ago, if she tells her friend that you are a nice guy and you like her romantically, you are dead in the water and you'll never see between that woman's legs you live to be 6 months after you're dead. You take that to the bank. You take it as a bank. In a romantic situation, women do not like nice guys. Now, if you are a butler at Red Lobster or you are a server at Chili somewhere and you're nice, yeah, they like that. They like being able to sit there drinking. You clean up, smiling, saying, "Oh, I know it's okay." They like that. That's the kind of nice they like. But when it comes to relationship, like Ted just said, you got to go in and say, "Look, this is the way it is. If you don't like it, let me know now. And I ain't gonna waste your time, and you damn sure ain't gonna waste mine."
That's the exact approach I take. Other than that, if I ain't attracted to you like that, all we doing is just talking.
Richard, that's
the approach you need to have with these broads out here now. Other than that, because the way, like I told you, Mr. Richard, in my mind now, I already got your perception a lot of them out here sleeping around anyhow. So I ain't out here looking at women just trying to get into them.
That's that red pill shit again. Okay, that's
like
one part of the story, and it's a very true part of the story. What you're saying happens. People do that. But it ain't the only story. You got to start looking at the other side.
So,
and it comes somewhere in the middle, and this.
If they out here sleeping around like that, I ain't interested in every woman like that. I'm just telling you the blatant truth. I don't get down like that.
If it is one
we attracted to, that I'm attracted to like that, that you talking about, I'm going to make that known up front.
All women do not sleep around. There might be. Out of 314 million women, I think there might be one or two that don't sleep around. Don't you think that?
How you know that, though?
Okay, I don't know that.
But the odds you give them some man you sexually attracted to are already sexually tainted. What are them odds? Them odds high right now. Them odds real high.
Well, hold on. I want to go back to what Richard was saying about getting in tune. Someone made a recent comment. Are women sitting around trying to figure out what men like? I doubt it very much. Women are focused on themselves to the detriment of everyone else. So, then he said men need to refocus. So if you're sitting around trying to figure out how to be in tune with a woman, you just lost her respect, like right out the gate. Because she doesn't give a damn what you want. You can even tell her what you want, and she'll still just do whatever she wants. So for you to sit around worried about what she feels, her feelings are usually based on some illogical or just some neurochemical secretion that has nothing to do with what's happening. So for a man, when a man worries about how a woman feels, he just gets over for the strap on.
And Ted just explained why Kevin Samuel is so popular now, because he's telling these women what they want to hear. He's being a nice guy about it, and they give him a pass, even though he's being nice. He's telling what they want to hear, so they give him a pass, and that's why he's so popular, because he gives them a pass.
You know. He's been divorced twice, so clearly it doesn't work.
All right, he's giving a pass. That's why he's so popular. He's giving him a pass.
It has nothing to do with. Listen, if a man, you're sitting here saying that a man needs to get in tune with what a woman feels, you just turned your. See, that's what women started saying men need to do back in the 70s. Men need to get in touch with their feminine side. And they need to get in tune with women's feminine side and all. That's just nonsense. That's some recent phenomenon that started in the 1970s, and it failed. Because all that did was tell men to not be men. You should be more like women. Don't be your authentic self. That creates nice guys. Being inauthentic is a nice guy. Nice guys are inauthentic. Being in touch with your feminine side is inauthentic. And guys have gotten caught up into that, and it's real. All it is someone created this brand new conversation that said, do this instead of that. And men bought into it. And women resent men for doing it.
But if they fault.
Most of what women are probably angry and acting up is because they resent the fact that men stopped being men. Women still want men to be men. And I think, TJ, you said I was making excuses for women's bad behavior. No, what I'm saying is this. If you meet a woman and she has multiple personality disorders, you don't be upset with a woman who's suffering from a mental illness. You understand she has multiple personality disorders and you walk away. You just walk away. So as a man, you need to be able to discern who's who out here. And the quicker you can do that, the less likely you're going to waste your time and the less likely you're going to be upset with having a bad taste in your mouth. There are women who, look, this is a country of cream puffs. I hear women talk about, oh, we've been traumatized. I've been molested. Someone did this. Hell, I lived in Latin America. I'm willing to bet that women are more likely to be raped and molested in Latin America, and they are not acting like the women here. So this is just, these are just excuses. That we are telling, we are enabling and encouraging women to have these mental disorders, and promiscuity also adds to them being having mental disorders. I did a show on that. NIH did that study. So the faster you can see these women for having mental disorders and being emotionally unstable, the more you get away, because you don't need your brains exposed to that kind of stuff. Just cut them off. Tell a woman she's not intelligent enough for you. Tell her you need a woman with, tell her that compatibility includes intellectual, a greater intellectual capacity than she's ever going to be able to achieve. She's just not smart enough. They'll get insulted. They'll be upset. That's not your problem. If you get in tune with how she feels, you're never going to speak like a man. You'll never be straight. You'll be trying to speak to her like a woman.
And a man ain't supposed to be woman these days.
And if it means you have to pound on the table to do it, to get your point across. I'm banging on a glass table. So if it breaks, sorry. Did you get my point?
Yeah, but we can't speak womanese and speak men at the same time.
Oh, that you could be bisexual then, right?
I don't know nothing about all that.
Someone said the moment you fall in tune with a woman's feelings and emotions, you have been manipulated by her, and you are therefore, and by her and you, therefore you are a simp.
Yep, certified.
I think that's a simplistic way of looking at it.
Well, the simpler you can make things, the better off you're going to be.
Because
it's
not
a very
in that case. Because
dynamic.
If I go out tomorrow and I see a very attractive woman, and I start undergoing those chemical neutrino reactions that you've been talking about. If
right.
I start undergoing those, right, and if I don't have the rational, critical thinking ability to say, wait a minute, no, she's hot, but what else has she got to offer? Then I'm going to go down the path you just said. I'm going to go berserk, and I'm going to try to get up with her and everything. Whereas
okay.
I should have been rational and said, what did she bring to the table other
right.
than nice, tail and you know,
so then and just get down on all fours and get ready for the strap on.
That's right. Yeah.
That I mean, that's the point. I'm not saying hate women. I'm saying be men, and women will honor that and appreciate that way more. And see, they might complain initially and say, well, you know, that based on what they've been told, right? That you know you're gonna. All you're going to do is dominate them and control them, and they won't have any rights. I mean, women are the protected gender around the world. They've always been protected. We don't send them out to the front line of the battlefield. We don't have them do the deadly, dangerous jobs. Look at those guys who go crabbing, you know, on those big boats up in Alaska. It's freezing up there, man. We don't send women to do those jobs. We don't put them in a ring with Mike Tyson. We create girl sports so they don't get crushed by the boys. We create the girls, the women Olympics, and the, you know, otherwise they'd just be the Olympics. We protect them. We protect them from themselves.
Right, all that protection to you, it seems like there's still a great imbalance going on in, you know, among the genders.
But see, when it comes to provide and protect, we provide guidance and we provide protection from themselves. Women will take that provide and protect and make it convenient to them. But if you let a woman lead you, she'll tell you what it means to provide and protect. To provide is to provide guidance, provide intelligence, provide education, direction, vision. That's what you provide. You protect her from her brain that's going to run in a thousand different directions. You're going to protect her from making choices that are not in her best interest. Am I saying women are dumb and they can't reason? No. But if you don't have men who train and educate women, if you only have women training women, they're going to make too many decisions based on emotions. It's really the way their brains function. It's not even emotion. They make up things in their head. I want to be straight about it. It's not that they're emotional. It's that they are making problems in their brain. Their brain is doing that. It's like almost like nature set them up where their survival makes them more afraid of things than men. So as a man, we're less concerned. We have less fears because we're physically stronger. So we see the world differently. Because they're not as strong, they have to be more cautious. So they protect themselves from things that are not even a problem. And sometimes it creates a problem. So without a man there to say, hold it, you're going in the wrong direction. So
yeah,
that's provide and protect. And you don't let women tell you how to provide and protect. You don't let them tell you how to be a man. You don't let them tell you that they have to get in tune with you. No, it's your guidance. Her ass needs to get in tune with you, because getting in tune with her means you're going to be all over the place. You are the container that holds water. She's the water.
And that's what I try to tell these dudes here. We need to get back to the natural order of things. Our biology is keeping order. That's what we for.
Well, see, kids, you got to listen to what Ted said, because you're the container and a woman is the water, and a container holds the water. But see, if you were a container, you'd be full of holes, and a woman would leak through you because you're trying to be a nice guy. So you would be in a whole same amount of...
Well, he never said...
Ain't nice, nothing.
I don't think he ever said he wanted to be. He said he was split wigs. He's on the opposite end of the spectrum, Richard.
Oh, Kendrick's a nice guy. Kendrick, when the last time you went up to a woman and said, hello, my name is Kendrick Harris, what's yours? When the last time you done that?
7-8 years.
8 years since you've even walked into a woman.
That's how serious I am about this red pill stuff.
So it's been 8 years. I understand the red pill. I got all that. Well, it's been 8 years since you walked up to a woman. How old are you?
I'm 32. I'll be 33 next month.
So in the last 8 years, you've never... And that sounds like you about, what, 23 or somewhere like that. So the last 8 years, you never walked up to a woman and said, hello, my name is Kendrick Harris, what's yours? You never done that?
No, because I ain't really had no interest in them like that. The one that at the time, like you talking about, blue pill era, that's when you trying to find somebody to settle down with. But up until I come up to this red pill stuff, that's when I started to leave them alone.
But it's not all red pill. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's red pill, and it's a blue pill too. So you can't just be all red pill.
But I'm still in the red pill race.
You lose out if you're all blue pill. Like I said earlier, if you're all blue pill or if you're all red pill, you're gonna lose. You're going to lose.
That's
because
how I look
people
at it.
People are not like that. People are not on and off. There's a lot of people in between red. So if you say I'm red pill, blue pill, either or, you're going to lose.
I'm content, Mr. Richard. You know, I'm content with this peace and quiet I got right now. I don't need no confusion, no drama, no chaos. I don't need none of that right now. I got my head on straight. I got a bigger thing to worry about right now. especially dealing with this, the way this economy is set up right now. That's what I'm worried about. I ain't got time to be worrying about no broad.
Kendrick, you know, you come on here, you make clear that you are Christian into the scriptures. You made that clear plenty of times.
Yeah, but
know,
I'm not out here playing.
You should know the scripture says it's easier for two people to go forth than it is for one. So you can't have it both ways, brother. Either you believe
how
that,
can, how can
or you
two
believe
go
you
walking
go
together and
way.
They both agree. These folk out here got soul ties and all kind of ungodly situation going on with them. I ain't got time for this, bro. I ain't got time for this.
Hey, Kendrick. Hey, no single mothers, right?
I ain't messing with them either.
So you don't? I'm just saying you don't want any females that has any
any other what, dude in the situation. Any other
right.
dude that been in the picture, no.
Okay. No, I'm just asking, let's go. Yeah.
Kendrick, if you really sit there and really mean that, you might as well go right downtown, wherever you live at, and sign up for the senior old folks home. That's where you're gonna wind up at.
Yeah, one of my Bluetooth ones. Oh yeah. He wants a virgin. He doesn't want a female that's been touched by another. He wants to be the only guy there. And this and that. So I hear what he's saying, and I told him, I said, man, you're gonna have to go to another country where, you know, Muslim country where it's patriarchal if you want that. So basically what Kendrick wants, because we've been listening to him long enough, and he has loosened up he has loosened up a little bit now, but what he's thinking, he's not going to find it in this country, and he might not find it at all. Now, if he decides that, fuck it, he'll just go it alone rather than go the other way, that's his decision. He doesn't have to end up in an old folk home or anything like that. But if that's his standard, and that's what he wants, if he's not going to settle for anything less and anything else he would not be happy with, then he just needs to go it alone. You know, that'll be his decision. You know what I mean? It's rather unrealistic. I mean, these broads got unrealistic expectations, and they walk around here all fucked up, and they tell me that, well, I'll just give out myself and get some fucking cash and shit. So what's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, Mr. Reed. Exactly.
Yeah. So I'm not gonna, you know, whether I think it is. Your chances is like slim and none, and none is die. So I mean, but miracles could happen. I mean, my whole point is, what you desire, you're not gonna get it here. You'd have to go to some other patriarchal country, a Muslim country, or a Latin country where they're just really strict, and you go there and meet the family, and they sit down, and you meet the dad, and you work it out, and all that shit, you know.
But right now, the way he talking, I ain't just out here, you know what I'm saying, in women's faces like that. And I already seen what the red pill folk telling you. So why would I turn around and get burned after one of y'all told me? How do these women get in there? Why would I do some stuff like that?
The thing about it is, the majority of these women, and ain't nothing 100% except death, like the taxes really, against if you work. But they all have the same nature, okay, Ted, or whatever, and they all do the same thing, but they don't realize that because they're not messing with each other. But so you'll see, you know, you'll see the game coming. If you've been around enough, I'd have been through too many of these damn I didn't see the shit coming. So, you know.
The lesbians see it.
There's some lesbians that started messing with women, and it's like, damn, we see what the guys been going through. Shit, goddamn, no wonder they are. Am I right, Ted? Oh, goddamn, look who's it's like, oh, yeah. So, that's all I really
have to say. Hey, Reggie. If I pick out a woman, I took out a woman on a date, and she came back and told her roommate that I was a nice guy. I opened doors for her. You know, I told funny jokes. I was really a nice guy. That's what she tells her roommate, okay? Then she goes out with you a week later, and she says, yeah, well, Reggie, he was a real asshole. He came out, and he didn't have his money with his wallet. And he can't talk about this, that, and the other
one. I'm fucking, dog. Hey, Ted already knows I'm
fucking. Yeah, you're damn right, Reggie. You fucking. You
got
it.
Am I right, Ted?
You're right.
I've said this repeatedly. Hey, you want to be that asshole, a jerk? Matter of fact, a woman called me a creep the other night on Facebook because I was backing up R. Kelly. You know, and then she wants to talk about, I'm a pedophile, and I told her, you know, you're a very attractive looking woman. Oh, you're a creep. I said, wait a minute, bitch. I said, so since I find you attractive, I'm a creep. Explain that shit. And the bitch didn't say shit. You know? Bitch didn't say shit. Crazy motherfucker.
You're proving my point, Reed. Now you're proving my point.
Okay. Yeah. Now, hey, I know I'm a little rough around the edge, but I'm actually a gentleman. But you got to get to. But you got to have what it takes to bring the gentleman out of Reginald Hart. So that means that you have to put in some work. You know, I mean, it's all accessible. It's just how bad you want it. I told her repeatedly, "Is this how bad? Is this what you say you want? Come get it." And all they sit there start looking stupid because they don't want to take responsibility. If I come get them, it's all in good. But what I'm doing, I'm putting the onus on their ass to take accountability and responsibility for their own happiness. This is where your happiness at. Come get it.
Hey, Kendrick. Well, hold on. I want to respond to what Reggie just said. This is where parents are failing their daughters. See, if you ask a woman to do something, the way fathers, and someone made a comment and said a lot of men are feminists. A lot of men are, especially in the U.S. And they teach their girls to be feminists. So in doing that, they don't tell their little girls they're responsible for anything in a relationship with a man. So when you ask a woman, Reggie, like, what are you going to be responsible for? They have no clue. All they've been told is get a job, have your own money, and that way you don't need a man, and men will come to you if you get an education and a job. That's all. That's what they've been told. And they've been told men are trash, men only want one thing. Like, all these things they've been lied to, and you're asking this woman, well, what are you going to be accountable for? She's like, what are you talking about? Like, that's you speaking a foreign language to her. I'm part of what I'm saying is fathers are setting that up, and they don't realize it. They think they're helping their daughters.
Oh, I know where you were going with it. You were going to blame the fathers or somebody over there for giving them the wrong information, you know.
Right, so they come out dumb. Yeah. They have no clue. It's like if they went to school and never learned mathematics and they graduate high school and they can't even add, subtract, divide. You know, they learned a whole bunch of stuff, but they don't know any mathematics. So they don't know how to add one and one to create a great relationship. I've been listening for generations. Women are saying, well, I'm going to give you companionship. I'm going to just be there. And they literally believe that's all they have to do.
Hey, I told you, like I told you earlier.
I want to bring you some tangible assets this way. What you got? I said, because if your ass is fatter than your cash, you trash.
So wait a second. We have a woman, Sonia Smith. So you put question marks up with what I just said. So tell me, Sonia Smith, what you know you're responsible for in a relationship as a woman. And guys, if you haven't smashed that like button, smash the like button. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, this is a good time to subscribe and hit that bell so you can get notifications. But Sonia Smith, you are in the house. You are a woman. You put questions, so I don't understand. I have no idea what your question marks mean. But if you're a woman and you think what I said is inaccurate, you tell me straight. Just type it out or come up. Just type it out. Type out what you're responsible for. Let me, Ted.
Wait a minute, Ted. I got something to say, Ted. Tell her to put on her big girl drawers and call in.
I was going to say that, but
Okay. You know damn well you wasn't going to say it like I was telling her.
I didn't say it on purpose, Reggie. That's why. I said,
I'm saying that you wouldn't have worded it like I just worded it. That's what we said.
I purposely didn't invite her to that.
Okay, Ted.
No, I purposely didn't.
Hey, Reggie. You gotta be more romantic. You gotta be more romantic, sir. You can't tell a woman, put on your big drawers and call in. You gotta be romantic. You gotta say, Hey, check it out.
Hey, Richard. Hey, them panties got wet, okay? That's all you need to know.
You said, look at what you posted before. You posted collaborate with Minister Jack. What does that have to do with your role as a woman? I'm asking you a direct question. This is a big problem. You ask a woman a question and she can't even fucking answer.
I know it's driving me crazy.
Hold it. Yeah. Stop. I asked you a direct question and you're telling me about something that has nothing to do with me. Answer my question. I don't give a damn about someone. I don't have to, but I asked you a question. If you're a woman, Sonia Smith, I asked you, what were you taught? I don't need some other person to tell me. Speak for yourself. This is why we don't want women voting. This is why we don't want women in leadership positions. You ask them something, they start telling you, look it up. Look, I'm asking you to make a decision here. If you're incapable of doing that, just say that. I lack the intellectual capacity to actually answer. I would
go get her, Teddy. Go get her, dog.
Don't tell me I have to go to someone else to find out how you think. I don't need another person to represent you. If you're a minor, I got it. If you want all women to be treated like minors, then do women need to say that? That you don't have the intellectual authority to even speak for yourself. So you can't answer the question. And this is why men stop listening to women. You ask them a question and they want to redirect and deflect the conversation and not answer. And you want to be respected as being an equal and having the intellectual capacity to have a conversation. You're actually insulting me.
Hey, Ted, you know you hate your mother, right?
I don't care.
With the deflection all that stuff, then comes the shaming stuff.
Well, let me read you her responses. First she said, look up someone else. And now she's saying, y'all Nike, y'all niggas bums. And then she said, you don't got money even for your own funeral. She can't speak English.
There we go.
Well, she ain't lying about that. A lot of us don't have our money for our own funerals. But That's a different topic. That's a different. I mean, that's different.
Hey, Ted, you sure ain't one of your side. Yeah, you sure ain't one of your side broads calling in, Ted? That's one of your side pieces, Ted.
I do know Sonya, and she's been on the big screen.
Ted, can you ask that lady? I mean, we've been speculating as men why ladies don't like nice guys. Can you ask her?
She can't even answer. Now she's threatening.
Can we ask her?
What's her female take on it? What you do now, Ted?
She said, I'm going to flag you. I'm going to have you flagged, and y'all lame, and a blah, blah. She's just now she's the wounded deer. She's like the dog in the corner with the tail between his legs, snapping. Like a chihuahua.
Hey, Richard, she sounds like roadkill. That might be for you, Richard.
She doesn't.
So what does that mean? She's not going to listen to anything that we have to say because she's roadkill?
I asked her.
No, never. It's a joke, Richard. Never mind, Richard.
I asked a very simple question. What were you taught about your role in a relationship? That's a really simple and easy question. Easy.
And what'd
question.
She say?
She told me to go look up some other YouTuber, and I'll get my answer there.
Yeah, you're right.
So she can't answer right. that. That's someone who lacks the intellectual capacity to even speak what's on their mind. And that's an example of.
But I got a PhD, right?
No, she doesn't have a PhD.
Yeah, she got PhD, all right. Yeah, she got PhD, all right, Rich.
She doesn't have a PhD. She can't even write English properly, so.
No, I said PhD.
I'm responding to Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She can't even write English properly, so.
I don't know.
But Ted,
that's one big thing that pissed me off. When you ask them a direct, they say make a statement, and then you ask them a direct question, and they come with this sideways shit and all that. Man, that just sets me off. You know, that's why I don't like talking to them. I heard what you said the other day. You know, when you try to talk to them intellectually, you don't get up, you don't show no emotion. But after a while, you know. It gets real hard. It gets real hard. Oh, my God.
Hey, Kendrick, still there?
Raise it back.
Hey, Kendrick.
I think you lost the razor back.
I think he's gone for the day.
Yeah, you ran him off, Richard.
No, I didn't run him off.
I didn't run him off.
I know. I'm just messing with you, Richard. We relax, chill.
I didn't run him off. But this has been a good conversation. I mean, you know, I think guys brought out a lot of different points. And too bad a lot of them are right. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well. Someone, Richard, asked you a question. Why don't you fall in tune with Sonya's feelings?
What was the question?
Richard, why don't you fall in tune with Sonya's feelings?
With Sonya's feelings? With Sonya's feelings?
Yeah. Her feelings is hurt, Richard. She needs you to go over there and console her.
Wait, I missed what song you said. Well, I'll come back to what you said. I missed that. Well, damn, Ray. I mean, come on, man. I don't own AT&T. I mean, I just come on, man. I miss things too. You know.
Hey,
I'm cool. I'm just over here cracking up. I'm cracking up off y'all.
I'm cracking up too, Reggie.
I missed it, man. So what is all you say?
Hey, Razorback is back. Razorback is back. Your boy back, Richard.
See, the way Richard talking about Redna, that only happen if your soul been tied to that woman and some holy matrimony. But if you ain't dealing with no holy matrimony or no soul tie, you ain't supposed to be trying to worry about no feeling like that.
Man, I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. What did somebody say that you talked about?
You talking about her?
I thought you said no. Someone said I was full of shit, to put it bluntly.
Who said that?
There are other women listen who've been listening to the show the whole time. I'm getting text messages from them. So,
come on the show.
Hey, tell them to put on their big girl bloomers and come on.
We want to hear what they got to say.
Ted, let me see if I can make them mad enough to call in.
Hold on, Richard. I just want to read that she's got a good stand-up act. She said, old bitter tricks. This is the most fun y'all niggas had since the Gap Band.
Yearning for your, hey, she don't even know nothing about that yearning for your love.
Yeah,
don't know about the game.
Yeah. We had another woman jump in. She said, "Woman bloomers." I guess she just put them on.
hey, tell them these bras are so damn fucking big. Them bloomers ain't never goddamn parachutes now.
What? Oh,
Reggie, what me, you, Ted, and all the rest understand is there was a time in Barry White's era that we say turn down the light, put on some music, you know, take those panties off. And now these niggas just say take your, you know, ass in the bed or whatever, right? It ain't no more romance. Or ain't no more anything other than...
Hey, you know what your boy David Carroll say? Hey, pull that skirt up, pull that shit to the side. Let's get this right on that ass. I got things to do.
Right. At least Barry White said, light a candle. I'm like, damn, you know.
Hey, Reggie, there's a woman who jumped in. Her name is Katrina Harris. And she said, woman bloomer. So I guess she's telling you she put them on and she's up and ready.
Oh, okay. I'm over in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Just come on through, you know. Put the navigator's give you the address. Put in the navigator's system. Come on over.
Hey,
excuse me. No bloomers, but I do like skirt heels and no panties.
She said hello, Reggie.
Ooh. Man, she's like somebody I can marry though, Ted.
Hey, Reggie, if I get you married, I want 5%.
Marriage.
Reggie, if I get you married, I want 5%.
Yeah.
5%. Are you going to put in 5% for what, the funeral?
If I get you married, I want 5%. Because I already know you're not going to marry a woman who's not going to help you. And I know what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. So if you're getting married, it's going to be a woman who's going to help you. So I want 5% when you get married.
I've been rolling solo for so long. All I need for him to do is just come on in and give me a little attention. I make them feel like the queens that they are while they're here. And make them breakfast, and then I send them on off. If they act right, they can come back, but they're going to have to go on out.
Hey, Miss Twist, I was thinking that, too. Sonya's not a woman. Sonya just may be one of those blue pill dudes who...
Yeah.
has his feelings hurt because I said he was going to bend over and take the strap on.
Oh, yeah.
But he's responding like a woman, though. So all of his comments there or her
this
whatever.
Boy Winkle. Yeah, that's my boy there. Yeah, that was the blues thing back in the day, y'all.
Hey, Kendrick, if you were in a romantic situation with a lady and you said, look, I want you to do this, and she says, oh, I can't do that because I've never done that before, would you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That explains a whole lot.
Well, no, Richard, you have to fact. See, you missed the point. He wants a woman who's a virgin, so she wouldn't be lying.
Yeah, of course, she done seen it all. She done it all.
Well, he better get a time machine and go back to 1950 if he wants a virgin.
No, I told you,
because ain't nothing around here now.
You got to go where they strict it. That's where you got to go.
You need to change religion to Muslim and go to Saudi Arabia. You can get what you want. She's going to be fine, too. She's going to be beautiful.
Underneath
all that wrapping, there's some fine-ass, beautiful, natural-looking women over there, boy. I know why they're covered up. Huh?
They got them covered up strictly for that reason, man. They don't want to get any men
man,
no a, wrong.
Oh, man, I seen some. I see why they covered up. You better put that Bible down and go and grab that Quran, bro.
Hey, Reed, look here. And go to show you how they covered up so tough. You don't even see no open-toe shoes over there.
No.
Now, the men wear them open-toe sandals, but you know women with their feet out. No, you don't either.
No.
What they tell you? They don't want to leave nothing to their main imagination over there. I mean, you know, they don't want to leave nothing to their main mind to want.
Damn,
man.
This Sonya Smith is funny. And Myth Twist said, I grew up with internet chat rooms where dudes catfish. I spot that shit instantly. So he's saying this Sonya Smith is a dude. Because Sonya Smith is just rambling off. Y'all got a decade as best. Y'all sound like Bishop Bullwinkle. Hello, nah. Y'all ain't got no pension. Y'all niggas drive Escalades. I mean,
what does Socrates say? If you can't attack the message, you attack the messenger. That's 6,000 years old, right?
And guess who's good for that? Females.
Right. That was just proven. That was just Ted just said.
So that means if it's a guy, he's a BN. You know what a BN is, right, Rich?
A bitch nigga.
One of his comments earlier was, you're just mad because white y'all mad that white women ain't choose y'all shit.
How you know that? How you know who I'm dealing with? That's for me to choose.
I'm mad. Whoever said that, they're right. I'm mad.
Hey, Ted, I was at work earlier. The Beckys were putting on a show in Midtown today, boy. And, boy, they putting on a nice little show out there, boy. I tell you, they're getting the sisters around for their money now. Like Sir Mitchell Lott say, baby's got back.
You got that right, Rich.
On display.
You got that right. You got that right. They ain't no joke, man.
When they got backyards like that, you know who they looking for.
Red rice and beans just missing, boy. I'm telling you, don't make no joke.
Yeah, they ain't playing.
Hey, so Reggie, you got something for Katrina Harris because she came in and put on her big girl panties for you. So
yeah, she did. She looked good.
Want to ask her something?
Yeah, what's going on? What's on your mind? Where you at? Katrina Harris.
Hey, Red, you got to use the finesse, man. You just can't come out like that.
Richard.
What's
Richard,
on you, man? Use the finesse.
Richard.
Hey. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I'm glad you came on board. I'm glad. Hey, sweetheart. Finesse,
you been,
bro.
You've been listening too much Barry White, Marvin Gaye right now. You see, she's feeling the West Coast. She's feeling it rough. She likes it raw and hard.
Well, she said thank you. She wrote thank you, so I'm not sure what that meant, but she's
I know exactly what it means.
Hey, Kendrick, she was thanking the film. She was thanking the simp. That's what she was doing.
No simp, baby. This ain't no simp here. That ain't my cup of tea, y'all.
Speaking of simp, I'm sipping on something real smooth. Now I'm about to lighten up a cigar.
Right.
Hey, tell Katrina to come on over.
Hey, Reggie, what makes you think some woman wants to kiss on her after you just smoked a cigar?
What y'all never in
it? Richard. We had two different levels of this game. I got me, homie. Stay in your lane, player.
So look, this is the first time I ever did this. I did this show, What's On Your Mind, open mic, talk what you want. And we've been a little bit all over the place. I showed one visual of a law being passed in Illinois, and we've taken that in a whole bunch of different directions. And now we have a couple of women here, and they want to engage. Well, actually, maybe we only have one woman here. Sonia Smith is probably some dude.
Appreciate that, Katrina Harris. Appreciate that, baby girl.
And tell her to come on. Let's hear that voice.
Well, they want to hear your voice, Katrina.
But yeah, you know, that's how I approach it. That's how you forward approach. All that old beat around the bush, you know, if they into you, they into you. All of that old junk, who making a wedding, all that old crazy stuff. You get to that when you get to that.
Hey,
all
hey,
of that old crazy stuff, I ain't got time.
You see, Ted, that's what I meant when I said black women who say they are strong, independent women are really emotional chickens. I bet if you ask that girl if she's strong and independent, she'll tell you, yeah, I'm strong and independent. I don't need nobody, brother. But you have to come here and say, hey, you know, help us understand a few things. She doesn't call in. I'm telling you, when black women say that they are strong, independent, they are emotional chickens. They don't want to get intimate on a level other than the physical part. They are afraid to get intimate with a man beyond
it.
Hey, we have Katrina Harris here. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi. How you doing, Katrina?
Hi.
Reggie, there's your Katrina.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm wonderful. How you doing, miss?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah. So, do you reside here in Georgia?
I am in South Carolina.
Oh, really? What part? That
Delta. You know what Greenville is?
Where?
Greenville. Do you know what Greenville is?
Well, no, I might have headed to Charlotte one time when I went to South Carolina. Was I close?
Okay, you have Anderson, and then you have Greenville.
Oh, is that right? Oh, okay, that's cool. Katrina Harris. Are you on Facebook?
No, I don't get on there.
Okay. Well, do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, I do. It's the same name.
Katrina R. Harris?
No, just Katrina Harris.
Oh, well, that, no, well, you know, Katrina Harris, just 500 million Katrina Harris.
Well, good evening, Miss Katrina. This your homeboy, country boy from Arkansas. Yeah, and I'm a Harris, yeah. Too. How you doing?
How about you related?
Yeah, it's good to have you on.
What's the question that I had to put on my woman draws instead of my girl, because I don't do girl stuff. I'm a woman. So,
Okay.
Well, I hear you talking.
Oh, Reggie.
I hear you talking.
Hey, Reggie, go change your diaper. Go change your diaper, Reggie.
Richard, I'm talking to the lady. Let me talk to the lady. Yeah, I hear you barking. Well, how's that bite?
No, I'm not barking. I don't bark.
Not barking.
Only dogs do that, and dogs get mad. I'm just coming correct. I want to hear what the questions are. I'm curious because I've been listening. It's a lot of woman bashing. Obviously, it's been a lot of misrepresentation of what a woman is versus a girl. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think it shouldn't be so much generalizing. It must have been a lot of bad experiences here. And men always come at women and say, don't generalize. Don't blame me for what the last man did. But yet, that's all I've heard since I've been on here.
Hey, is it Katrina? I'm sorry. Is that Katrina? Is that the name? I'm sorry. It's a woman's name,
yeah.
Katrina?
Please, man.
You said
so Katrina, I think before you came.
What I have been hearing has been a lot of generalizing, and it seems to be based on apparently the experiences that you guys have had with women. But it really leaves out. It seems like you've been dealing with a lot of little girls and gold diggers, materialistic women, and I heard Ted ask Sonya. Like, how was you raised or what was you taught? What was the question you asked her? And she has yet to answer it, but.
I asked as a woman, what were you responsible for in a relationship?
Well, a relationship takes two people. It takes two to tangle, so you're supposed to empower each other.
I understand, but men. So, as a man, from a little boy, we've been told to be a gentleman, open doors, pay for dinner, pay for dates. Make sure a woman's protected. I can go down a long list. So then, so we were told clear things, right? Clearly, these are things that this is. If you don't do this, you're not a man. So then I ask, well, okay. So as boys, we were told to do things. We know these. Whether we do them or not, that's different. But we were told them. So then I was asking Sonya, what were you taught? So those are things we are responsible for as a man. So then you ask, well, what were women taught to be responsible for in a relationship? And you can't say, well, it takes two because your end has to be completed. So that was the question to Sonya.
I said it takes two, and the key word I said was empower. Empower each other.
I understand. But
so in other words, I wouldn't want, if I'm bringing something to the table, I don't expect for you to just give me a napkin. So I expect we both bring something to the table. I can't speak for Sonya. Like, Sonya never answered the question. So I want to make sure I answer the question.
Okay. Go ahead.
And basically, that's what I'm saying, is I think all that what you said about opening the door and everything, that's good, but that was a different time.
No, men still understand that. So if you're with your woman.
Not from what I've been listening to on here.
Listen, when you're in a relationship with a woman, I'm only talking about in the context of a relationship with a woman. There are things, men, we know we're responsible for paying for dates. We know we're responsible if someone insults you. We protect your honor, right? We defend you. If there's a noise downstairs, we're not going to flip a coin and say whose turn is it. We know as a man we're going to do that. So you're going to be protected. We know we need to earn an income. We know we need to make you feel emotionally safe, right? There are things as a man we are supposed to do. We're told that we're supposed to do. We're just told that, right? And a woman will even say, well, if you're not working, you're not a man. How are you going to be dating someone if you don't have a job? So women know what we're responsible for. So I don't know what empowerment means, but men are asking, what are the things specifically a woman is told to do, just like a man is specifically told to do certain things. And holding a door for your woman, yeah, men do that.
Can you act like it doesn't work that way? You're saying what people were saying, that's like in the perfect world. It doesn't happen like that anymore. You know, it's like when you say equal opportunity and all of the feminist stuff, a woman can open the door for a man. There's not really no role playing. I don't expect for a man, if I hear a noise, whoever could get to the door first with the gun or whatever, get to the door. If the gun is on my side, I ain't gonna say, well, you're the man. You need to go get that. You need to go see what that is. We could go together. I don't want you to go and get hurt. I want to be the backup. So if something happened and somebody shoot, I got the gun on the other side. I'll shoot back if you drop the gun. I mean, it's a together thing. It's teamwork. It's a team effort.
Now, see, Katrina, now, you the type of woman who can ride it down with me.
That about opening the door and everything, I feel like that's like the nature of the beast. You can't say, oh, you're the man, so you're just supposed to open the door. And I have done Dutch when I first meet somebody. That's not something you go into something because I was always told the way you enter a relationship is what's going to be expected. So if you're going to start opening the doors and then all of a sudden one day you stop, then the person's going to think, well, what's wrong? Is something wrong now? Then they're going to start questioning, is something wrong with the relationship? Is something not right? Why did you stop something you started? So it's best to just be open in the beginning and sit down. The main thing you're supposed to do is communicate with each other. That way everybody on the same page.
Katrina, hold on, guys, hold on. The question was, so let me ask, out of the men on the phone, on the call, were any of you taught that it's your responsibility to pay for dates, or was someone told it's not your responsibility to pay for dates? Was any man told that's not your responsibility? Great, so all men were told that that's your responsibility, right? I can get a million men, and they're all going to say, that's something we were told. We were told that you...
Has anybody said anything? I haven't heard any responses. Hello?
I was raised by a single mother. I was told to pay for dates.
Richard?
Yeah.
Were you told to pay for dates?
Oh, yeah.
Richard, were you told to pay for dates? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Richard is the one. Richard, are you the person that was raised by your mother?
Yes.
No, Richard, you had two parents in your home, right?
That's not what she asked me. She asked me, was I raised by my mother?
She's confusing you with Reggie. Reggie was raised by his mother. You grew up in a two-parent household.
I grew up in a two-parent household, but I was raised by my mother.
I understand.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Okay.
I grew up in a two-parent household
of religious beliefs.
All right.
So he was. Yeah.
Hold on. Kendrick, were you told to pay for dates as a man?
Yes, sir. I was taught to pay my way. That's what anything, though.
No. Were you told to pay for dates when you go on a date with a woman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
so,
a man's supposed to pay for the date. That's what I was told coming up.
Oh, hold on. You're making it too complicated, man. I wanted Katrina to hear that, yes, so this is not me saying it. Like, this is universal. And you can, there's one country where it's culturally normal to go Dutch, and I think it's Sweden. They're very egalitarian. So your first date, in the U.S., women will tell you, if a man doesn't pay for the first date, I'm not going out with him. Like, a lot. There are too many women. You hear this.
I was going to say, there you go again, say you're generalizing, Chris. I just said, I pay Dutch on the first date, and now I'm from the U.S.
Hold on. You didn't let me finish. There are so many forms of social media between Facebook and Clubhouse. I've literally heard thousands of women say, if he doesn't pay for the first date, and that's the majority. The women like you are such a minority, it's probably not even 1%. In the U.S., I just talked about Sweden, how that's normally automatic to go Dutch. That's the culture there. That is not the culture in the U.S. It's not. There are most women don't go out with you again if you don't pay for that first date. And there are women.
That's not a woman.
Listen, your opinion actually doesn't count. Women continue to do that. That's what they
would. It's not an opinion. It's a maturity level.
Listen. We're getting away from what I asked. If men were taught these things and women understand those are the rules of engagement, the question that we want to understand is, what are women taught that they are responsible? See, men, whether you want to call it old-fashioned, it's played out, what men were taught, what were women taught that they were responsible for in a relationship?
I can't answer for other women. I can't be the spokesperson for other women.